But it's a strange thing. But will a lot of those names then go on to become just part of, you know, normal culture and become the same as calling a kid John?
Well, you can never tell. First of all, some of the traditional ones disappeared. I mean, John completely dropped off the wall about, 30 years ago, I guess. And if it's come back at all, it's because people think of it as a short version of Jonathan.
Yeah.
So when Jonathan became fashionable, John sort of came back as an abbreviation of that, possibly without the H. But, you know, these things go in cycles, and maybe John will be coming back again in due course.
But do you know what? I'm going to have to put this to, I'll leave it there and put this to my colleague, Mr. John Holmes, who's just walked
That's
in.
That's right.
He's been making quite a lot of faces while you've been talking. So I'll leave it there. Professor Richard Coates, Professor of Linguistics at the University of the West Indies, thank you so much for talking to us about that choice of names. You were looking a little bit peeved there.
Well, no, all I took from that, the only sentence I heard was Jonathan is fashionable, and I'm going to take that. But yeah, I'm a Jonathan. And
did your parents put much thought into this?
Well, it's a bit weird. My parents, I'm Jonathan. That's fine. And my sister came along. I got one other sister.
She's Jonathan Ett.
No, Vicky. Easy, right? But weirdly, my other sister is called Kelda.
Okay.
So where did that come from? I think they were just drunk on that day.
So I'm amazed by how many people don't actually think about names of the kids properly. They really don't think it through.
You have to be very careful.
A combination of your names. I know somebody whose child's name basically is a well-known vegetable, which you put their name and their surname together. And you think, did no one?
You've got to
this?
Do when I named my children. You have to do that thing of playground experiment. You have to think, I've got an evil mind. I've got to think of every.
I went through the initials. By two or three other people. I missed something here?
Could this be turned into an insult in any way?
I was HB Pencil for many years. I mean, Hartley Brewer. I mean, really, Hartley as in jam. I mean, really.
Hartley as in hair.
Hartley as in hair. I had that. Yeah. J.R. Hartley. I mean, I've had them all. And I was damned if that was going to happen to my child.
Droop, have you had that?
Funnily, I think perhaps partly because of agenda that may have matched me. What's coming on your show? We're already over time. And all the people who are called Mark in the control room, that's a lot of them.
They're
all giving us filthy looks. So let's really annoy them by carrying on chatting.
Dirty Marks, I call them. There's there's stuff coming on. Joe Pasquale's coming in. The comedian Joe Pasquale, him with the voice like that. He's coming in to plug something or other. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
Excellent. I don't think it was dressed up at all. I think it's just PR exercise, but why not? Thank you so much. That is Mr. John, boringly named Holmes, who's here with you from 1 o'clock this afternoon. I'm going to go and get shouted out by all the people who called Mark in the show, including the women, by the way. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back 1 o'clock tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get?
Thinking about what to get this lunchtime? Go on, live bolder with McDonald's Big Flavour Wraps. Enjoy the sweet chili chicken one with cucumber, cool mayo, crisp lettuce, succulent chicken and a sweet chili sauce in a soft toasted tortilla wrap. Today's $1.99 wrap of the day. Sweet. From 10:30 a.m, participating restaurants only, rest of range available at regular price.
At Homebase, we're all about summer value for your garden. Save £40 on this Sovereign 40-centimetre self-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £99.99. Homebase, always low prices.
The Dictionary of Driving by Mazda. Today, the letter B. B is for beauticality. When something has both beauty and practicality, you sometimes have to choose between the two, especially when searching for a company car. But with award-winning design and outstanding fuel efficiency, premium specification and excellent driving dynamics, Mazda fleet cars have beauticality covered, so you can have the best of both worlds. Search Mazda fleet to find out more. Mazda, drive together.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon, Thursday. Welcome to your Thursday afternoon on Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Trump condemns North Korea, prison for double murder, and find out which campaign Steve Coogan is supporting.
Talk Radio.
Donald Trump says he's considering his response to North Korea's intercontinental ballistic missile launch. The US president believes the country is behaving in a very, very dangerous manner and suggests severe things may follow. Speaking on a trip to Poland, he mentioned another threat to everyone's security and insists it will be tackled.
We are confronted by another oppressive ideology, one that seeks to export terrorism and extremism all around the globe. America and Europe have suffered one terror attack after another. We're going to get it to stop.
Police in Belgium say there could be a repeat of last year's terror attacks in Brussels if a group they're looking for feels cornered. They're trying to find several members of a ring after uncovering a huge stash of weapons and police uniforms in a garage. A man has been found guilty of killing two ex-girlfriends 5 years apart, has been jailed for life. 52-year-old Robert Trigg will serve at least 25 years in prison for their murders. He was only convicted after a long campaign for justice of his second victim, Susan Nicholson's family. The European Union's chief Brexit negotiator says the UK won't have the frictionless trading relationship it wants with the EU after Brexit. Michel Barnier has warned we'll definitely be leaving the single market. And more than 30,000 messages from pupils have been delivered to Downing Street as part of a protest against school funding cuts. The Save Our Schools campaign says falling budgets have had a devastating effect. Children are also floating their messages to the government in bottles in the fountain at Trafalgar Square. Actor and comedian Steve Coogan is supporting the demo.
A lot of these cuts having a material effect on children all over the country. And the first thing to be hit is the arts, is music, is sport. These areas that enhance children's lives and that actually put this country on the map throughout the world.
You're right there, Victoria. You got a little bit of a frog in your throat, have you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to cough. I was hoping the weather staff would come in.
Yeah, but take your time. Just take as long as you like. Absolutely, take as long as you...
Talk Radio, national weather.
Take as long as you want, Victoria. It's absolutely fine.
I'm fine. Hot and humid for England and Wales with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Cooler and cloudy elsewhere with some rain. Highs of 31 degrees.
Well, you battled through that, didn't you? Brave soldier.
Thank you.
You know, got yourself through it, didn't you, in the end? We could hear it deteriorating as you went on.
Yep.
But you stuck with it like a trooper, didn't you?
Thanks, John. Yep. That's probably the nicest you've ever been to me.
Yep. How are you?
Apart from the cough, yeah, which has suddenly developed.
Was Julia Holyrood just trying to set you up with her brother?
Apparently he's taken.
Right.
But she's getting her thinking cap on.
Is she?
Yeah.
Because this is to do... Because you were listening to her show.
Yeah.
Well, you don't listen to mine.
No.
No. But because of the freezing egg story,
yes,
did you feel the ticking of your biological clock? Was that the problem?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you want to become impregnated? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't want a baby just yet, right, but it's scared me because they were saying that if you're 30, so yeah, I'm 29,
yeah,
and single, you should prioritise finding a man to have babies ahead of everything else. And I was like, oh, this is depressing.
Mm. Right.
Let's not dwell on this.
Okay, I was just...
Let's just do some sport.
Okay. If you don't want that, Jack.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with cricket. England haven't made the best start to the first test of the series against South Africa. They're 76 for 3 heading towards lunch on day one at Lord's. Captain Joe Root is still at the crease in his first match in charge of the team. It's Talk Sport's understanding that contrary to what's being reported, Everton have not accepted an offer of £75 million from Manchester United for Romelu Lukaku. We believe no further talks are planned at this stage. Leicester have completed their second signing of the summer. Midfielder Vicente Ibora joins on a 4-year contract from Spanish side Sevilla. The fee's undisclosed, but it's believed to be around £12.5 million. Finally, British and Irish Lions captain Sam Warburton says they know how desperate New Zealand will be to win the series decider in Auckland on Saturday. He's part of an unchanged lineup for the test at Eden Park. Lions versus All Blacks, the third test decider, is live over on TalkSport on Saturday morning. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's powered by Talk Sport, that is, in case you were in any doubt. And now, programme, isn't it? We've got to do a... Shall we?
Yeah,
let's make Thursday love.
Talk Radio.
Stay with me, baby. gift gaffer at which recommended mobile network provider 5 years in a row. No contract means you're free to go, free to stay. So we work our socks off to keep you. Come join us. Gift Gaff, the mobile network run by you. Terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So then, would you like...
Siri, Google Assistant, Rees-Mogg.
Does that actually sound like more of a chicken, John?
Well, logical and plausible explanation for why there's a bit of metal. Giving it a wedgie.
I think you'll find it's the Himalaya.
A yeah. Unicorn. Like, why shouldn't animals be allowed to have paws?
I wouldn't need to wear shoes.
Because are they bigger? Because the ice creams are bigger? Because the children are fatter?
55-year-old men don't have a Mac, do they? They have a Hewlett-Packard. It's a disused railway arch, and it sells cereal out of someone's beard. Worshipping Jeremy Corbyn like he was a lefty Jesus. By the
they're,
way...
They're always called Derek,
they're all called Derek, aren't they?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk radio. I am about to get on a job.
Good afternoon. Hello to you there. Good afternoon. And allow me to lob a welcome at you from out your radio as like a sort of broadcasting flying ant. We now launch ourselves onto the airwaves. Those flying ants at Wimbledon yesterday, all getting all in your face and in your ears and stuff. Except instead of dropping all anti things on you, we're flapping our wings to the beat of 3 hours of talking and adverts for Where the Trade Go. And that is true. Unlike perhaps what Tony Blair told the nation when he took us all to war with Iraq. It's the 1 year anniversary, of course, of the Chilcot report today. Sir John Chilcot's been speaking out, not quite calling Blair a liar, because there was, in fact, no evidence in the end that his pants were on fire, nor that his pants could be set on fire within 45 minutes. There was no evidence. He said instead, to John Chilcot, this is, he's tactfully said that he thought Tony Blair was emotionally truthful, which is sort of a bit of a cop-out, that, isn't it? Hey, President Nixon, did you order the bugging of the Watergate building? No. And that's the emotional truth.
Oh, right.
Hey, Bill Clinton, did you do that thing with the cigar with Monica Lewinsky? No. And that's the emotional truth. Hey, David Cameron, did you do that thing to the dead pig's head? No. And that's the emotional truth. Hey, Donald Trump, did you get some prostitutes to wee on you in a Moscow hotel room? Yes. Yes, I did. But the emotional truth is that this afternoon we certainly have an excellent show for you. I mean, we don't, but that's the point. Instead, it's the same old rubbish that you have come to tolerate. Good news, by the way, we discovered something this morning. We, this show, in the afternoons, this is very good, 1 till 4 o'clock, Talk Radio, this national radio, this radio station, this show, we are more popular, this show, than a signed episode of Blue Peter. I don't know whether you saw...
Yeah, I saw this.
Saw that in the news.
A rerun.
A rerun, a signed episode of Blue Peter. Got how many viewers?
Zero.
That's right, we're more popular than that. Well, I mean, we might not be, we've got no evidence, but, you know... Anyway, here's the things that are on the way. Headline hijack, of course it is. Your chance to make up the news. Make up a news story, get it into the bulletin. Which comes along this way at around 2 o'clock. Victoria will have that bulletin in her mouth. Here's the mouth I'm talking about.
This mouth.
That's it. And inside that... Inside that fun palace, there will be a made-up news lie. We'd like you to supply
it. I can't believe you just said that.
I'm just reading what I saw on the wall in the toilets.
Shut up.
8722 is the number.
Start your message with the word
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Headline Hijack. Get your made-up news to us. Hear it said as truth on the radio later. Diversity paper reviews on the way. As we go through the newspapers, of course, we've a different diversity each and every day, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today, is it Rudd today? Is Rudd going through the papers
Rudd
today?
Rudyard
is going through the papers today, and Rudd's a bisexual. There's Current Affairs meets short-form Oriental verse. Japanese poetry used to explain the news. It's the news in haikus. All your reactions, we will take them. Of course we will. Here's one that's come in already. A reaction. Your reactions are very welcome. Here's one.
John, I think it's wrong and immoral. That's come in from someone who thinks it's wrong and immoral.
Thank you very much indeed. 8722.
Start your message with the word
that's
talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message already on the audio.
Reaction. Work experience punditry. We bring you that. Dragging our work experience in here to review stuff today. Grace is in, and she'll be going through geeky, gadgety stuff. It's the tech review. We'll also extend a cordial invitation to you to see if you can identify a tune as whistled by an elderly homosexual gentleman. It's the return of the old gay whistle test. Friend of the show, Terry. Friend of the show, friend of Dorothy. Friend of the show, Terry. Will be joining us to blow us a tune from out of his old gay lips. Can you identify it? It's the old gay whistle test. There's the big debate at three. Victoria's got the bonus news today. Victoria, is it animal news today?
Yes, John.
Animal news on the way at 3:30. It's happening in the world of animals. Victoria will have the details. It is Thursday, so that means this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster is also on the way. What's your knowledge like of the life and work of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross, eh? Celebrities have a go at the quiz, and we'll be doing it about 3:45 today. A YouTuber, and some YouTube star.
Very modern.
Yes, he's having a go on it. Paul Rossmaster with us this afternoon. Plus, we're going to be bringing you hot guest action as well. Comedian Joe Pasquale will be joining. Yes, I know. Doubtless flogging a tour or some such, so Joe Pasquale is today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. He'll be here just after two. Let's meet the team. Ginger Dave is not producing. Asprod Cass is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Hi, Cass. I'm sorry to hear your news, by the way. Condolences.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Sorry about that.
Yep.
Grotbags the witch died.
Yeah,
didn't she?
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
She was your mum, wasn't she? It's a shame.
Who's yours?
Oh. That's mean.
Yeah, it is. It's nasty, isn't it, when people are mean to you?
I don't know what you mean. What? What do you mean?
Mrs. Holmes.
Yes, my mum.
His mum.
Just go away.
Grotbags died, everyone. Oh. Cass is sad. Very much a role model. There's somebody at the door. Oh, it's Cass. Did she just say that on air?
I don't know.
I mean, she just said a very rude, sweary thing in my ear.
Yeah.
I don't know whether she said it on air or I don't know if that came out or not. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi there. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Cornelius is here.
Yes, John.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. And we're going to start with some music, you know, because it links to today's big story.
Oh, what a lovely way to start the show,
John.
Oh,
you know, it's a segue. It gets us between the menu, as such as it was, and the big story we'll be discussing in some depth. But how on earth does the song I'm about to play, as Talk Radio's head of music, link? What's the story? The clues are there. Play along at home, no prizes. Play along in the studio as well. How do we get to today's big story with this?
Spine, I've got my orange crush.
Follow me, don't
There it is. That's the song. It's R.E.M. It's Orange Crush. How does it link to today's big story, though? The clues are all in there. It's like a daily cryptic puzzle, isn't it? What a joy it is. See if you can figure it out. Cornelius has been working on it, beavering away there. What do you make of that then? What do you think? Well, it's R.E.M. and Orange Crush.
Well, R.E.M., John.
Yep.
They stand for Rapid Eye Movement.
Yes.
Something to do with that? Sleep? Is it a sleep story?
No.
Is it something to do with movement? Immigration.
Oh.
The movement of people.
Oh.
Is that in the news properly?
It's not that.
No? Oh. Is it... orange?
Yes!
Oh! So it's fruit in the news.
No, it's not fruit news.
Is it Donald Trump?
Yes! Donald Trump's gone a bit mad again. He says we in the West are all in danger. He has... obviously, you're used to his slightly mental tweets by now, but he's... It's now. Do you know what he's said about North Korea? I mean, they must be terrified now.
What's he said?
He said they're very, very bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Too very.
They're very bad. Very, very, and severe things. He's going to do severe. That's the quote. He's going to do severe. Not specific on what they are, but apparently he's going to do severe things.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. So. Whoa. Donald Trump, of course, is he presidential? Is this rhetoric he keeps using presidential? He says it's modern-day presidential, of course. That's what he said. That's a quote as well. But we will be finding out if, indeed, his way is the new way to rule the world. They're just slightly stupid tweets he sends off in the middle of the night. Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll talk to a guest next. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
New boilers, please.
You can now buy a new boiler from British Gas with 0% interest for 2 years.
15 now.
But hurry, this offer will only be around until the 31st of July.
30 now.
And don't forget, all British Gas boilers come with a 5-year warranty.
40 now.
So for a new boiler with interest-free credit, search British Gas New Boiler.
Game, set and match, British Gas.
Conditions apply. We're a credit broker offering products from a panel of lenders. Credit subject to status.
The only toys I played with were building blocks. No great shock then when I got a job as a labourer. But I struggled to climb the career ladder on a construction site. So I downed tools and joined the Navy, where I picked up new ones. And started to build. My skills, my confidence, a career. I used to feed a cement mixer. Now I feed a crew of 300. As a chef. Me, Matthew. Born in Edinburgh, made in the Royal Navy. Start your journey. Search Made in the Royal Navy.
This weekend with M&S, fire up your imagination and your barbecue. Enjoy a Mediterranean-inspired main, two sides and a bottle of wine with our £10 grill meal for two. M&S, spend it well.
Terms, conditions and exclusions apply, subject to availability. Over 18s only. Please drink responsibly. See in store for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, the M62 eastbound has got a lane closed due to a broken down lorry between junction 21 for Mill Row and junction 22 for Rishworth Moor. It's in lane 1 of the full lane stretch. The M5 and northbound through Worcestershire has got a lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle, this time between junction 6 for Worcester and junction 5 for Droitwich, lane 1 of the 3 block there as well. In Hampshire, the M3 on the southbound side has also got a lane closed. That's due to a broken down vehicle between junction 5 for Hook and junction 6 for Basingstoke. Elsewhere, things coping fairly nicely. I'm Andy Broxton.
I am Alfa Romeo, created by racing legends and innovated for a century.
with uncompromising Italian style and spirit. Test me now.
This July, test drive the Alfa Mito, Giulietta, 4C or Giulia and receive an extra £2,250 contribution in addition to other promotions, but only till July 31st.
Contact your local dealer now or search Alfa Test Me.
Offer on new Mito, Giulietta, 4C and Giulia, excluding Quadrifoglio. Ordered by 31st July and registered by 30th September 2017. 2250 includes VAT, excludes PCH. Retail customers and participating dealers only. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. It is just coming up to a time. I am John Holmes. Let's talk about today's big story. Well, as of today, then, North Korea is trembling. Donald Trump has threatened them. And this is a direct quote with severe things. I know, pretty scary, right? He's been gobbing his big orange mouth off at a press conference in Poland, where he also called upon other nations to address, and this is another direct quote, North Korea's very, very bad behaviour, as though North Korea was a puppy that's chewed a slipper rather than an oppressive state run by a psychopath with his fat finger on a war button. There's no mention so far of what these severe things are actually going to be. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Donald Trump's going to wait till Kim Jong-un does a poo and then rubs his nose in it or something. Or maybe sends him back to his basket. It is, of course, just the latest in an ongoing stream of odd, unpresidential utterings from the man who sets out US policy on Twitter. Bad. He said, his way is the way of a modern president. And this is another direct quote. It's modern day presidential. But is modern day presidential the same as coming across as a bit of a knob? On the line, let's talk to Kulveer Ranger, who knows a little thing or two about this because he's a former transport and digital advisor to Boris Johnson, no less. Hello, Kulveer.
Hi, good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thanks very much for coming on. So, what do you make of Donald Trump? I mean, you worked in politics, you know about this kind of stuff. These are the sort of figureheads that we are supposed to look to. And they have to be careful, don't they, choosing their language. But Donald Trump has just changed the game, it seems.
He very much changed the game. He's turned it upside down and decided it's, you know, very bad or very good. But, you know, and I do wonder when he says things like bad, because I always think, I don't know about you, but about the Michael Jackson album, Bad. And Does he mean bad as in good or bad as in bad or has bad changed its meaning? But, you know, I jest, but I remember when Twitter sort of became a thing during Boris's first term in City Hall. Yeah. So when we came in around 2008, it started to kick off and we had this whole debate, you know, should the then mayor be on Twitter? And we all thought he should. But you know, Boris is very much a sort of pen and parchment kind of guy and loved writing. So when it came to sort of even tapping on a keyboard, it wasn't really Boris's thing. So we'd sit there and we started doing these Ask Boris sessions, which now lots of people do, you know, you have sessions with politicians.
Yeah.
But we would look at sort of applying a little bit of a filter, just not because of what Boris would say, but trying to get Boris's language into 140 characters might be challenging.
But yes, I mean, you're going to use a lot of characters by just going, bah! As he tends to. So, yeah, I can see what you mean.
So you do wonder if, like, the current president of the United States needs to use very simplistic language, not because he's simple, but because he needs to fit into 140 characters. But it is dangerous.
It is,
isn't it?
It's
a really dangerous thing for a politician who has so much political authority and even global power to just fire off these messages without any sort of filter, or maybe just a little bit of advice and caution.
Yeah,
around
it sort of diminishes the role of president in a way, doesn't it? Because it's arguably, you know, it makes him more accessible. I don't know. This is because it's new ground, but I mean, it's sort of, you know, whenever you read it, no one sort of takes him seriously, and you know, he fires off these insults, he gets into Twitter spats with TV presenters or whatever, and the whole thing just seems, I don't know, the language isn't. isn't becoming of a president somehow. Is that fair to say?
I'd say that's very fair, John. I think, look, one of the things we aspire to see in our political leaders is a bit of credibility, yeah. Maybe even some gravitas, some real thought that these are the people who we've kind of devolved the thinking to show us around looking after people, policies, things that will make us feel safer, better, more happy in our lives. And if that person doesn't exhibit those feelings, that criteria, and is in fact seen as quite naive or maybe somebody who can get angry very quickly, you start to worry about what have we done? What power have we put into this person's hands? And I think that's the challenge with President Trump. Although, you know, there's some people say that he's showing honesty and his real sense. He's being, very genuine. I think we've just got to question, is that the kind of genuine feeling we want from the leader of the free world?
That's it, and it's because he's used the phrase, it's modern-day presidential. You know, I mean, and he's not wrong at all, because he's reinventing it, this is what he's saying a modern-day president does. And maybe it is just because we're so not used to it. You know, we're so used to hearing, from people in power in the obvious channels, the channels that we've all become used to. But this is directly contacting his base as well, isn't it? I mean, and they behind him, he's got, you know, let's not kid ourselves. You know, he's got a pretty powerful base of fans behind him who are hanging on to his every word.
Yeah, you're right. Because a lot of people have also said, you know, they're sick and tired of politicians speaking political speak, of not sounding honest. So here's a man who's telling it as he sees it, being absolutely crystal clear about what he feels. And some of us are sort of stepping back and going, whoa, a bit too much honesty there, President Trump. But maybe that is the future for politics. Maybe, you know, people do want to feel that they can access him by tweeting directly at him and hear his unadulterated views clearly. I think the only real challenge here is because of the context of the platform like Twitter, where it does have to be so succinct, so sort of file down this small message, does it lose a bit of context, a bit of, you know, how does this fit into his overall thinking?
Yeah.
And then maybe he becomes a bit of a caricature in real life because of the platform he's using to express himself through.
The latest ones, of course, were done in this speech in Poland, and this isn't even on Twitter, but it just seems odd, doesn't it? The phrase, there's, you know, severe things. He said, you know, North Korea is a threat. There will be severe things. They're very, what did he say? They're very, very, they've done very, very bad things. You know, it's almost childlike.
It is. And, you know, I wouldn't want to cast aspersions on President Trump's use of vocabulary, but we also do like to see great oratory from people. Now, you know, the flip side of that I just mentioned is political speak, but great orators are the people who carry people, who paint a picture through words, who really inspire you, who can move emotion. You know, people like Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, as previous presidents, come to mind. Having heard both of those two gentlemen speak over the years, you know, they were inspiring. We may not have agreed with everything that they said, but they knew how to capture an audience through the power of speech. I think this president is definitely not like that. And maybe he is a president for the Twitter age, because Twitter maybe helps him then use his sort of more succinct or vocabulary to get his point across. But then when we stand and see him on a big set piece when giving a speech, it doesn't quite work. So maybe he is the Twitter president.
Yeah. Certainly the first syllable. Final question, really. Mike Ashley is in the news at the moment, of course, the founder of Sports Direct. And it struck me earlier that obviously he's, you know, from a business background, and the stories we're hearing about what he's been saying to the judge about how he's a power drinker. We heard that allegation that he threw up in a Victorian fireplace in a pub during a business meeting, this kind of thing. And it's almost Trump sort of has the same sensibilities about him in a way. And I just wonder if, because of, rather than a military background, or, you know, he comes from a business background as well. Is this a sort of big business attitude that Trump's brought with him into the presidency?
You know, I really feel uncomfortable about sort of labelling big business through the examples of Mike Ashley and Donald Trump. I think they're huge characters. I've read some of what Mike Ashley's evidence was, and you know, I think he was sort of trying to shoot from the hip, give his own view of, you know, his team meetings were more, actually it was more team drinks, and, you know, I think he kept mentioning that he was overweight and, you know, he needs to go to the gym. I think that was Mike Ashley just trying to be himself.
Yeah.
But I think every businessman, you know, there are some really great examples of business leaders out there, from, you know, Mike, from Richard Branson, even the great Alan Sugar, you know, who has his own style in terms of how he expresses himself, another sort of apprentice man. But I think business leaders tend to be very different individuals, and especially those who step out into the limelight and then become personalities in their own right. I think big business itself tends to operate very much like big departments. It needs to look after people. It needs to have a sense of solidity and calmness around it, because actually that's what both employees and shareholders are looking for. People look for consistency, calmness, a strong hand on the tiller, you know.
As opposed to a tiny orange one. Look, we're out of time, Kulveer, but thank you so much for joining us. Kulveer Ranger there, former advisor to Boris Johnson. So, you know, he probably had his work cut out there. Right, in the next half an hour of the programme, we will be bringing you today's paper review, the diversity paper review. Rudd will be along to do that for us, and his diversity is that he is a bisexual. We'll also bring you today's headline hijack. The lines are still open for you to make up your news stories to get it into the 2 p.m. bulletin. Here's the number, 87.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
If you'd like to get in touch, it's just after 1:30. Victoria's here. She's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
The US president says the future of the West is at stake but will never be broken. In a speech in Poland, Donald Trump's warned Russia to end its destabilizing behavior in Ukraine and elsewhere.
And its support for hostile regimes, including Syria and Iran, and to instead join the community of responsible nations in our fight against common enemies and in defense of civilization itself.
Earlier, he said there'd be consequences if North Korea doesn't curb its nuclear ambitions. Police say they think other people could have known suicide bomber Salman Abidi was planning to attack Manchester Arena in May. Officers still want to speak to one of his brothers, who's in Libya. A man who killed two ex-girlfriends and claimed they died in their sleep has been jailed for at least 25 years. 52-year-old Robert Trigg murdered Susan Nicholson in 2011, 5 years after the manslaughter of Caroline Devlin. Sussex police has apologised as neither deaths were treated as suspicious at the time. The Labour leader says he agrees with the chairman of a report into the 2003 Iraq war that Tony Blair was not straight with the nation over the conflict. Jeremy Corbyn's comments come after Sir John Chilcot said evidence the former Prime Minister gave to the inquiry relied on beliefs rather than facts. And Carl Edmund is on centre court trying to make it 5 British players from 5 into the third round at Wimbledon. He's taking on Frenchman Gael Monfils. The weather hot and humid for England and Wales. A chance of some thunderstorms. Cooler and cloudy elsewhere with some rain. Highs of 31 degrees. There's more in 25 minutes.
There is, yes. And that will contain, of course, your made-up news lie, which we are inviting you to supply to us. Because Victoria's mouth, which is this mouth.
This mouth.
That's it. Contains the news. Oh, sure it does, yeah. You've got a bit of news on your chin there.
Oh, I'll get rid of that, sorry.
Other side. There you go. So at 2 o'clock there will be a news lie. You can supply it. The headline hijack, we'll get through some of them next.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon if you're just joining us. There are things happening. Joe Pasquale's coming in just after 2 o'clock to talk to us. He's flogging a tour or something.
Probably. Yeah. He's just been on Loose Women, apparently.
Has he?
Has
he now?
And the show. Thank you.
Very good. So that's just after 2 o'clock. Don't mind that. But at 2 o'clock itself, there'll be the news. It will have a lie in it, masquerading as truth. Here's some headline hijacks that have come in already. Cornelii has one.
Yes. To celebrate Pride Month, the River Thames is going to be coloured rainbow this weekend. Special dyes were added at the river's tributaries this morning, which mean the colour change will reach the city centre by Saturday. The full effect will be able to be seen on the opening titles of this Sunday's EastEnders Omnibus.
Yes, that's lovely that they're doing that, isn't it? Mm. I was walking just by the Thames earlier and saw them preparing the different coloured dyes that they have to put in there.
It's very clever how they do it, because obviously the Thames has lots of tributaries.
Yeah.
And all they have to do is put one colour in each tributary.
Yeah.
Because they have a tributary for every colour of the rainbow. That's what the Thames was originally designed.
That's right, and it just runs in. And many people go, how do you do that? How do you keep the colours separate? It's like toothpaste.
Yes, it's exactly like toothpaste.
The stripes, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's
toothpaste should do gay pride. That could work.
I think that's a good idea. Rainbow toothpaste.
I'll tweet Colgate.
Yes. Colgate. They could change the logo for the whole thing. That's nice, that. Yeah. Anyway, I've got another one here. Let me find it. Here it is. Emmanuel Macron and Justin Trudeau are just two world leaders who will be appearing in the 2018 Sexy World Leaders Calendar. This has come in from Sarah. The Calendar Society has said in a statement that they've not invited Theresa May. Not due to her physical appearance, but due to the fact they couldn't really be sure that Theresa May would be in power this time next year. So
That's
fair, isn't it? Yeah. Cornelius, what else have you got?
This is from Sean, who says that the organisers of Glastonbury have announced that due to the success of this year's festival, they've decided to turn next year's fallow year, that's right, into a fallow decade.
Right.
Meaning the festival will return in 2028. Michael and Emily Evis have said that they want to break on a high and give themselves some time off so that they can concentrate on becoming rodeo clowns using their own cows.
Thanks, Sean. Yeah. The lines are open for you now to do much the same. There must be a made-up story in the news, for that is the rule. We'd like you to make it up. Hear your words said across the nation in the authoritative voice. Well, Victoria's voice of news. And it's there, really, to fool the people who don't listen to this bit of the programme. That's the only reason for it. Before that, the Diversity Paper Review. We'll go through the papers, go through today's papers, with Rudd joining us very shortly. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
If you still haven't gotten around to finding out if you ever had PPI, then it's probably time you did. Because even though there's still time to claim before the PPI deadline, time is the one thing that will eventually run out. All you have to do is text the word PLEASE to 60777 and the claims guys will conduct a free search to discover if you ever had PPI. You can then claim the money yourself or let the claims guys do it for you. It's your choice. Isn't it time you texted PLEASE to 60777?
The claims guys.
I used to be a labourer. Yeah, I'd be on site by 7 every morning, which meant getting up at the break of dawn instead of staying in bed, cuddling my wife Dawn. But now I drive with Uber, and I start when I want.
Are you ever going to get up?
or when Dawn wants me to.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, the M6 heading southbound has got a lane closed and queuing traffic with long delays following a car that was towing a caravan broke down. Between junction 18 for Middlewich and 17 at Sandbach, congestion back as far as 19 for Knutsford. On the northbound stretch of the M6 through Staffordshire, it's queuing at the moment following an earlier accident. A car and a lorry were involved between junction 12 at Gailey and 13 for Stafford South. Congestion there back to 11A. And on the M3 southbound in Hampshire, you'll find the lane closed following a broken down vehicle between junction 5 for Hook and junction 6 at Basingstoke. I'm Andy Broxton.
I am Alfa Romeo, created by racing legends and innovated for a century with uncompromising Italian style and spirit. Test me now.
This July, test drive the Alfa Romeo Giulietta 4C or Giulia and receive an extra £2,250 contribution in addition to other promotions, but only till July 31st.
Contact your local dealer now or search Alfa Test Me.
Offer on new Romeo Giulietta 4C and Giulia, excluding Quadrifoglio. Ordered by 31st July and registered by 30th September 2017. 2250 includes VAT, excludes PCH. Retail customers and participating dealers only. T's and C's apply.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Very shortly, the diversity paper review. But before that, of course, the news. I don't know whether you're aware of the news or whether you've seen the news or heard the news or looked at the news or listened to the news or felt up the news. But there's a lot of it around today, actually. We were, that there, yeah. And on that screen, and then there's that on that screen, and on that screen, of course, there's tennis. So we are bringing you up to date with the tennis each afternoon, of course, as we're on air at the same time as the tennis. Let me just bring you right up to date on it, because there's a man now with a I think he's got a bat, and he's standing, and he's bent over now, and he's
bouncing the ball.
Hit the ball!
What a tennis. What a tennis.
Anyway, you're up to date with the tennis now. For more live coverage of it, TalkSport probably. Now, it's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, don't worry, Cornelius. Nobody can get their head around it. Which is why we're here, to help. Because what we do is we take the news that's often very difficult to understand and make it simple by running it through the gauntlet that is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Queen meets Justin Trudeau. You may think it's fake news, but it's Trudeau.
Play on words, then. The news in haikus. Anyhow, then, it's time for today's diversity paper review. It's a review of the papers. That's all it is. Except this time, the papers are reviewed by a different diversity. It happens each day. It makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Welcome back to Rudd. Hello, Rudd.
Hello.
And your diversity is?
Bisexual.
That's right. And now, what papers have you been going through?
On the page 11 of the Daily Star.
Yes.
The headline title is Heat Sees Biter Thrive, Killer Spiders on the March.
Sorry, Heat?
Heat Sees Biter Thrive.
Right.
Is there a pun I'm missing out on here?
No, I can't tell either.
Let me see it. Heat
Sees Biter. As in, bite it, spiders bite you?
Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense. Heat sees biter thrive.
Yeah, I think
what does that mean?
Well, it's because there's an influx of venomous spiders into the UK.
They say this every year.
Well, maybe that's because it happens every year.
Maybe.
That feels... it's almost... So the heat, yeah, it's because of the heat, because it's getting hotter, we're getting a lot of spiders.
Right. Yesterday it was flying ants.
Yeah.
Today it's deadly spiders.
Yeah.
So what sort of spiders are these?
The venomous type.
Yes.
Do you want to know the difference between poisonous and venomous?
Yes, please.
Venomous is where if it bites you, you die, whereas poisonous is if you eat it, if you eat it, then you die.
I'm not going to eat a spider.
What if I eat a venomous thing? Surely I'm going to
die. I imagine you would. But
you'd imagine I'd do that?
No, I imagine you would die if you ate a venomous spider.
What sort of spiders are they? I know venomous, yes, but are these the same ones that came, was it last year or the year before, that were sort of related to the Black Widow? False Widow spiders, they were called. Is that
it
what
doesn't actually say in the article.
Right, that's what a great bit of journalism that is.
I mean, the headline and the detail is out of this world in the Daily Star.
Right.
You're not a fan of spiders, are you,
very,
John?
Very much detest them, I have to say. So I don't like the idea that there might be killer spiders.
What if one day you were asleep and a spider crawled inside your mouth and started like eating you from the inside?
Right. I mean,
imagine that, John.
It's interesting that you've come in armed with that scenario, but okay. There's a thing whereby we're supposed to eat five spiders in our lifetime while we're asleep or something.
Five a day, that's what doctors say, isn't it? Five spiders a day.
Five spiders.
Yeah.
It got misinterpreted along the way, because originally they're saying you need to eat five fruit spiders, and then one day...
over time,
Chinese whispered off. Its way into you have to eat five fruit a day.
So the Chinese are to blame.
Yeah. That's what Trump says.
That's what...
So,
China.
So the...
Yes, we're going to see lots of spiders.
Are they big spiders or are they little spiders?
They
again,
look
isn't that crucial
spooky.
Bit of journalism there either?
That one, there's a picture of it.
Let's have a look at that. Oh, that is a false widow, I reckon.
So I can't... It's not... It hasn't got anything for scale, so I can't tell.
They're tiny. This was a couple of years ago, right? This was all over, because it was slow news summer.
Yeah.
And killer spiders were all over the news then, because they were coming to our houses.
Yeah.
Right? And they're recognisable, because they've got it on the back part. They've got like a sort of white marking.
There's
that looks a bit like a skull.
There's an enemy in the Legend of Zelda games, which is based off of those, because it's a spider with a big skull on its abdomen.
Right. No one's interested.
Just in case anyone wanted to know.
No one's interested in that. But what I was going to say is that there are loads of these around. I've got them at home.
Yeah.
And they are supposed to be bitey, but they're tiny things.
Yeah. Well, the heat is making these biters thrive.
Right.
The Daily Mirror, page 21. No one watched Blue Peter, an episode of Blue Peter.
Yes.
We've seen that. That makes this show more popular than one episode of Blue
than
Peter.
Than something. than anything.
This was a signed episode of Blue Peter.
Yes. So, obviously, that figure is kind of a bit wishy-washy. But I was... Is it still as big as a thing?
Blue Peter?
Yeah, because I don't watch much TV, and I don't really know what's popular on the television boxes. So, is this a surprise to anyone?
I think Blue Peter, I mean, it's not big like it was back in my day.
I mean, do you know...
Yeah, that's because there's more telly channels now.
That is why.
And then computers and stuff and phones and all sorts of cool stuff. So
I don't know any of these people. I guess I'm not the target audience because I'm not a child.
Yeah, well...
I know one of them.
I mean, you're only about 6 months out of your childhood, to be fair, Rod.
Do you watch Blue Peter with the youngins?
No, they haven't... they've never seen Blue Peter, no. They don't watch much telly either, though. So, you know. But no, they've seen Blue Peter.
Well, yeah, so no one's watching Blue Peter.
That to be fair, that was a repeat... with a signed version on at 7:30 at night on the CBBC channel.
Yeah.
The original airing got loads of viewers because it's Blue Peter. So, right.
Who presents Blue Peter now?
God knows, dude. Let's have a look. I'm sure it's in this
one of them, because I saw it, is called Barney. And
Barney.
He used to be on telly when I watched children's telly. And I once saw him in Bromley and sort of laughed to myself at a full-grown adult human being called Barney.
As opposed to a bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a bear in this program, BJ and the Bear. I don't know
We know about that.
And it, but he was called.
What was actually, the?
But he was. It wasn't a bear. Yeah. That's the thing about.
So
it.
But wait, was he?
So why did you say there was a bear in?
Was he a bear?
That's
or
the thing, because his name was Bear, and he was a chimpanzee.
But wait, was he a bear or a chimpanzee?
He was a chimpanzee, but he was called Bear.
Great, we've cleared that up. Then.
But how does that?
What
work?
Else is in the papers?
Well, it's quite a clever thing, Rod. There's humour in it. In the bear was not a bear. He was a chimpanzee called Bear.
That's very clever.
Like Barney, the bear, wasn't a bear.
Barney was a dinosaur.
Or a dinosaur.
But there's no dinosaurs presenting Blue Peter.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Moving
Cornelius
on.
Cornelius spreading fake news.
Moving on.
One sec, I've lost my next story. Bear with me.
Right. Great.
There's
we'll just edit around that.
We'll just cut that bit out.
Yeah.
The first lesbians are on a blind date. They've had a gay man before, I think. But yeah, the first gay girls have been on the show, so they're doing their own diversity blind date.
Yeah. That seems like that should have been done a long time ago. I'm quite surprised
that,
by
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that as well, because it feels like even in... When was Blind Date originally on?
It hasn't been a
on?
Thing for years.
What,
so.
Being
yeah, but
gay?
But lesbians
no,
have been a thing for
blind
years.
Blind Date.
Lesbians have been around for years.
Yeah,
let's
that's
get lesbian
true.
Dinosaur.
Did you?
Yeah.
What were they called, John?
I'm not going to say. Do you know what they're called? I'm just going to write it down for you. You carry on.
I'm sure Cass will tell you in your ear.
I'm just writing down what a lesbian dinosaur is called.
When was the original Blind Date on? When did it?
That would have been the 80s, I suppose.
But yeah, even
no,
then.
What time of the week?
Saturday.
Oh, okay.
But does that make a difference?
I don't know.
Even then, when it was going into the 90s, it would have been kind of the right era for to kind of get,
yeah.
You know.
I'm just surprised that hasn't been...
Paul O'Grady hosts it, and he's a gay man as well.
That's
so.
Correct.
Is Paul O'Grady gay?
I hope so, because he's just outed him, if he isn't.
I'm certain of it.
Good, you want to check that.
I did not know that at all.
All right. Cornelius, a slight panic look in his eyes. Anyway, that's good. That's good news. But I mean, Blind Date. It's not good news that Blind Date's back because it's rubbish, bro.
I've never seen it. I talked about it a couple of pay-per-views ago, and my lack of knowledge of it was demonstrated there.
Yeah. So well done for bringing it back.
No yeah. worries. Yeah.
Confirmed gay.
I won't be fine.
Confirmed gay. You should get him on to
he
do this.
He has fathered a
feature.
Daughter with a work colleague, though.
Oh.
Right. Gossip hour with Cornelius. What else is in the papers, Rudd?
Did you see that lady who's a massive Adele fan and she spent £6,000 on going to Adele concerts for concerts that then got cancelled because Adele has decided that she doesn't really want to do any more tours?
Ah.
How she spent that much money? Because the tickets are only like £100.
I think it's going to other... she's travelling from another country.
Well, Adele's just completed a world tour.
Yeah.
So if anything, that lady's a bit of an idiot.
It's very much a...
Did she... Because Adele cancelled the... was it last weekend? The two concerts at Wembley?
Yeah.
That's right, wasn't it? Because she was going to...
Did she give a reason why?
Yeah, it was her throat. Her throat fell apart.
Yeah. Her throat came off. And she couldn't do it. But is she rescheduling those?
We don't know yet.
We don't know yet, Rod.
Wembley Stadium
we
shows
don't know.
Are very hard to reschedule because only have summer shows.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's a football stadium for the rest of the year. But so they might have to wait till next year.
Perhaps she should team up with Green Day, who of course cancelled their Glasgow show at the weekend as well, didn't they? So,
I'm surprised, you know.
£6,000, it's probably not far off one ticket price in the future, that, because ticket prices...
Especially for Adele, I mean...
I remember when ticket to go and see a gig was £5.
What, back in the 30s?
No! Not back in my 30s.
No,
I'll tell you exactly when. 1985, that's when.
Okay, that's 10 years before I was born.
Iron Maiden.
Was that a big stadium gig?
Birmingham Odeon.
Was that your first gig?
Yeah.
Nice.
£5, still got the ticket.
Excellent stuff.
But it wasn't that expensive. You know, even Marillion at the Milton Keynes Bowl wasn't that much. £20, maybe? £25?
Yeah, but
most
nowadays,
tickets are about £25 for a smaller band.
Right.
Yeah, you're looking for a normal stadium show, but somewhere between £50 and £100. The thing is, the reason Adele can charge so much is because
she is Adele.
She's so popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people will pay it.
Yeah.
So why not?
And also, that's where the money is now, if you're in the music industry, because there's no money in recorded... no one's buying anything anymore. They're just illegally downloading it.
Yeah, I mean,
it,
you'll see that there are the bands who are basically on tours and doing festival circuits. They'll just do it for, like, years and months and stuff. Like, they'll do it for a really, really long time. Well, like, Run the Jewels, who I mentioned last time, have been touring for about a year and a half now. Like, they've just been all over the shop.
Yeah. But Adele, you're right. Adele has said she's not going to do it again, isn't she? Is that right?
She says that every end of every tour. Yeah, God, it's such a big comeback when she's released an album 4 years later, like every other artist does.
I never understood that when I was a kid. I was like, hold on, but how are they doing a breakup gig? Because they did another breakup gig a few months ago. Because I was really into Blur, and they always, obviously, they did their fair share of breakup and reunion gigs.
Mm.
Well, now we've strayed into Rudd's anecdotes. It's time to bring this to a close.
That's always the best time to bring it to a close.
Marcus, by the way, has tweeted he went to see Paramore 10 years ago, £4.
Wow.
Well, it's Paramore. You'd have to pay to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rudd, thank you very much indeed. That was a Diversity Paper review. Of course, now, in the next bit of the programme, we will be joined by the legend that is Joe Pasquale. He's sitting out there now in a hat. And before that, though, there's a small matter of today's headline hijack, which involves somebody's name. Somebody has got their made-up news story in the news, which is coming very shortly, but who is that somebody? Cornelius.
It's John.
John. Where is John from?
Glasgow.
Okay. Hi, John in Glasgow. You've got your made-up news lie into the bulletin. Victoria will be saying it as fact across the nation next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin. Get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 from my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Yes, you can afford a new car. Scrap your old car, and on top of our other great offers, we'll give you £2,000 scrappage to put towards a shiny new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
Now at TradePoint, get 3 for £33 on selected Leyland trade paint. See in store for more details or visit tradepoint.co.uk to view the full range. Hurry, offer ends 9th of July. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint!
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019. So text check to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's check to 80800.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Trump takes on extremism, Corbyn on Blair, and LGBT harassment at work.
Talk Radio.
Donald Trump is vowing to win the battle against extremism.
The West will never, ever be broken. Our values will prevail. our people will thrive and our civilization will triumph.
The US president used a speech in Poland about extremism to justify his travel ban on mostly Muslim countries. He also criticized Russia's support for what he calls hostile regimes in Syria and Iran, but said he was committed to the mutual defense of NATO members. Police say they still believe other people were potentially involved in the Manchester Arena bomb attack, but Chief Superintendent Ross Jackson says there's no evidence of other suicide bombers. Officers still want to speak to attacker Salman Abidi's brother, who is in Libya. A man who killed two ex-girlfriends 5 years apart but said they died in their sleep has been handed a life sentence. 52-year-old Robert Trigg from Worthing in West Sussex will serve at least 25 years. The Labour leader says he agrees with the chairman of a report into the 2003 Iraq war that Tony Blair wasn't straight with the nation over the conflict. Jeremy Corbyn's comments come after Sir John Chilcot said evidence Mr Blair gave to the inquiry relied on beliefs rather than facts.
If there was a construction placed on evidence that he had that simply didn't stand up, then clearly we were all misled on this matter. The consequences of Iraq are very, very serious. We have to learn the lessons, and I'm not convinced we have.
The former Prime Minister's team says the interview with Sir John makes it clear that Mr Blair had not departed from the truth. And it's claimed a third of LGBT people have been bullied or harassed at work. The TUC, which represents trade unions, says the main culprits are colleagues or managers. Its survey of 5,000 lesbian, gay, bi and transgender people found problems ranging from jokes to bullying and even having careers blocked.
Is that the end of the news?
Yes, John.
Right, good-o. Normally your finally story sometimes is a light-hearted affair, but not that, really, was it?
No, that wasn't very nice.
Bullying-y.
Yeah. Right. I thought it was an important issue to include.
It is, though. Have you got the weather?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Hot and humid for England and Wales, with a chance of some thunderstorms this afternoon. Cooler and cloudy elsewhere with some rain. Highs of 31 degrees.
Always end on a high.
Yes, John.
That's Victoria there with the news, and now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Van Fletcher, good afternoon. We'll start with cricket. England are off to a poor start in the first test against South Africa at Lord's. In Joe Root's first match as captain, they're 88 for 4 after lunch on day one. The skipper is still at the crease. Vernon Philander has taken 3 wickets so far for the tourists. It's Talk Sport's understanding that contrary to what's being reported, Everton have not accepted an offer of £75 million from Manchester United for Romelu Lukaku. We believe no further talks are planned at this stage. Leicester have completed their second signing of the summer. Midfielder Vicente Ibora joins on a 4-year contract from Spanish side Sevilla. The fee's undisclosed, but it's believed to be around £12.5 million. Finally, British and Irish Lions captain Sam Warburton says they know how desperate New Zealand will be to win the series decider in Auckland on Saturday. He's part of an unchanged lineup for the test at Eden Park. Lions versus All Blacks, the third test decider, is live over on TalkSport on Saturday morning. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, following the news that 750 job centre jobs are at risk, Alanis Morissette has come out and said that she's going to re-release her single Ironic in order to raise funds for those who may lose their jobs. The single will be on sale in all local Woolworths on both cassette and 7-inch.
Thank you very much indeed. Victoria there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Next, Joe Pasquale in the house.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Mr.
Still to come on the programme today, then, are the following things. Knowledge of celebrity guests well and truly tested. pertaining to Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. It is our quiz, Paul Ross Master. It will be happening at about 4:15. Not only that, there's a big debate at 3:00, and you will be invited to identify the tune as blown from the lips of an elderly homosexual. It's the old gay whistle test, and it's on the way at around 3:20 this afternoon. But now, though, I promised you hot guest action, and that's what we're delivering.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
Here we go. That, the giggling man you can hear in the studio with us. Very, very pleased to welcome Joe Pasquale. Hello.
John, how are you? Cornelius, how are you?
Hi, guys.
Yeah, nice to be here. Yeah. Thanks for having me, mate.
Now, you've been in before.
I have,
but I think I was on holiday.
I was on with Paul last time.
Oh, you were on with Paul. But now you've upped your game.
I have, love. Yeah, now I've got to up it now.
Yeah.
How are you, mate?
Yes, you have. I'm fine, actually.
Good.
Yeah,
it's nice and cool in here, isn't it?
It's all right, isn't it?
Oh, it's lovely.
The aircon works for once.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's idle banter, that is.
Yeah, like
Let's get it out of the way first off, because I always say, what this is a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
Oh, right? Yeah, but I don't like doing that sort of stuff.
I know, mate.
I'd rather just talk.
I would as well. You brought your PR with you out there. Look.
No, she brings me.
Okay.
she brings me, and
you know, she's gonna be cross with me if I don't mention the tour.
I know, you've got to mention the tour. So. It starts in Old Shot, 26th July. There you go, it's done.
It's done, isn't it?
It's done.
It's brilliant, look on the internet.
Out of the way. And also, I'm at the Balham Comedy Festival this weekend.
I saw that you were doing that.
Yeah, I'm there tomorrow night. Yes, yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. It'd be great.
Yeah, who else is on with you?
Tomorrow night, Jared Christmas and John Maloney.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Sarah Pascoe, I think, as well.
Oh, right.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Great lineup.
So it'd be great, yeah. Looking forward to that.
So, in terms of you,
in terms of me.
Let's talk about you.
Really?
Because I've got an anecdote you won't probably remember.
Oh, go on. What is it? Is it a good one or a bad one?
It's a good one. But I've got to you'll see why I have to kind of skirt round it.
Okay, go.
Okay. So, years ago, I used to work in a theatre.
Which one?
Marlowe in Canterbury.
Oh, I love the Marlowe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have done your sound engineering.
Have you? At the Marlowe?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the Marlowe.
So we've worked together, even though you weren't...
Oh, that was a long time ago. Was that before they had the old refurbished
and
all
that? Yes, it was back in the old days. And you came, and I always... And it happens a lot, this. I tend to meet people, now I do this job, who I worked with before. And it's always a bit embarrassing if they were horrible.
Oh, yeah.
But you were lovely.
You were lovely. There aren't many people. Yeah. I count on one end of people go, it was horrible. I can't remember the reasons why, but there would have been, you know.
But you were one of the... We always said, because you came up and you... Not only you did your little sound check, and then you came up and sat with the crew in the lion box. And I remember we had a conversation about the collection of my boss's... he was the chief electrician, Martin.
Yeah.
He had a collection of, let's call it, pornography.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And my memory of you was just leafing through one of the magazines.
Oh,
just,
really?
Just going, who's this?
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
That's good, though. I'm pleased that you remember.
Like, I
made such an impression on you, Johnny. That's what I love.
What have you been... Because that was a while ago, but you never go away, Joe Pasquale.
No,
you're on everything all the time.
It's one of those bad penny situations. I never stopped doing it.
No.
I think I still enjoy doing it. That's what the problem is. Well, it's not a problem. The worst thing is the traffic, travelling now.
Yeah.
If you're doing one-nighters everywhere, you might, as Canterbury, it's only an hour away from me. It's not, it could be 3 hours away.
Yeah.
You just don't know, because that's, I always think you're a lorry driver. A long-distance driver is what you are, and the rest of it is a piece of cake.
Yeah.
Going out on stage.
How long have you been doing this now?
30 years this year.
Strangely,
I did New Faces in 1987.
That's right.
And I'm still here. Don't ask me how. It's more luck than judgment. It wasn't a plan. It wasn't a big plan. I used to referee wrestling at holiday camp.
Did you?
Yeah, that's what I used to do. And you had all these great, in those days, this was in the early 80s then, and you had all those, the ones off the telly used to come round.
Oh, so your cat weasels, yeah.
Yeah, there was one that I remember was called, there was Tarantula. He was a huge bloke with great big long hair. He looked like something out of the Hillbillies, right?
Yeah.
And they'd come round, all these lads would come. They were great at what they'd done, but they'd do like 4 shows a day at a different holiday camp at each place. And so they'd break down the ring, and then they'd go to one camp up the East Coast, and then break that down, go and put it up, do another show, but we'd have them on a Thursday or a Friday, And by then, they'd done 20, 25 shows that week, and they'd have the same leotard on, right? And this leotard was minging, right? I'm not... It was crispy. They took it off. It'd still keep the bloke's shape in it. And I'd be the referee in it all, and, of course, they'd get me under, they'd get me in the headlocks, they'd pull me trousers down and do all sorts of stuff. But under this bloke that hasn't had a shower for a week, that's done four shows a day of jumping up and down with sweaty... Oh, it was minging, and I used to gip up every... like that.
The glamour of showbiz there.
What, give it up? You couldn't give that up, yeah. And I'm still here, love.
So, you've done other things. I mean, didn't you used to work at Smithfield Meat Market as well?
Smithfield's was great. I used to love it. Smithfield's was one of the best things I've ever done, because at the end of the week, I was called a humper.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's politically correct anymore, but they still have that. But I'd have to unload the meat from the back of a lorry, of this great big refrigerated lorry, take it round the boning room, so there'd be humpers and boners. It's amazing. That's what they were. So you take, what do you do? I'm a boner. Great. And you give them this great big, something called a pistola, which was like half a, it was a ball quarter with all the ribs hanging down the side.
Yeah.
And it was called a pistola. So you'd have the, it'd be on great big meat, it would be about 50 of them on this refrigerated lorry. You'd get underneath it, and then you'd put your shoulder into the shoulder of the beef, and then get your arm around the leg of the beef like that, and then unhook it off this thing, and then drag it down the end of this lorry, take it round. But there was a big drop of about 18 inches you have to jump down, and the amount, and this stuff weighed a lot heavier than I did, and I was always underneath it. But the great thing about the job was you start at 6 in the morning, finish at lunchtime, and at the end of the week you get a chicken and a great big lump of beef. And I was still at home with my mum at that time, and what you do, you get, I was on a little moped, a Yamaha FS1E, do you remember them?
Right.
They used to call them fizzies, they used to call it a Yamaha FS1E. And on the Friday you'd get a chicken, right, you get your wages and a chicken and a big lump of beef, and mum used to have got a steak all weekend, a great big lump of beef. But because I was on a moped, how am I going to get this home? I didn't have a rucksack or anything, so I'd have the chicken on one, in a plastic bag on one handlebar, and the beef in the other one, like a great big lump of beef, like £4 of beef there, and I'd be head down like that, going down the A13, and I remember somebody's handlebar, no, somebody's wing mirror hit my handlebar and knocked the chicken off, and so I was unbalanced then, and I'd go, oh no, I've got this £4 of beef on the other side, so it's knocking me over, and people are bibbing me up down the A13, oh, get out of the way, and it wasn't until I got home, they weren't bibbing me up because I was all over the road, because the chicken had come out, it was unplugged. It come out and bounced down and got stuck in my mudguard, and it looked like I was being chased down the A13 by a chicken. Oh, it was like a zombie chicken is what it was like. It was amazing.
Yeah, oh, those were the days.
Those were show business, yeah.
It's still preferable to being stuck under a wrestler.
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah.
But in terms of how did you make the leap from chicken smuggling to new faces then? What was the... What happened? What did you do?
What? Chicken smuggling. I just like the thought.
What's
of
a euphemism?
Oh, smuggling chickens is what I'm doing there. I just applied. I saw an advert in the stage newspaper when I was at the holiday camp for acts. You know, have you got an act? Interesting act? Do you want to come on New Faces? And I went down to the audition. I didn't have an act at the time, so I was calling bingo and refereeing wrestling. That's what I'd done. I went there, and it was like X Factory's nowadays and Britain's Got Talent. You'd have all those. There'd be a panel sitting there, and they had all 150 people, more than that, thousands of people queuing up to go in and see some producer.
Yeah.
And that's what I'd done. I queued up. All I had was one little guitar, one joke. That was it. I thought, I'd do me joke.
What was the joke? Remember?
And the joke was, I had a tiny little guitar, that little one of these little ukulele things out of a big guitar case. I pulled it out and I'd go, I've got a lovely Spanish folk song. It's called A Moosh Is A Doogie. And I'd go, A Moosh Is A Doogie in the window, like that, right? So I went to do this, and there's a bloke there.
He's like he's being polite.
Years on it, still working.
I don't think it is. So the producers are sitting there, and there's a bloke on the piano, and they said to me, do you need any dots, by the way? And I didn't know what dots were. I said, dots? What's dots? So he went, music. Do you want any music played? So I went, oh, well, if you think of something suitable, then play it by all means. And this bloke started singing a Spanish folk song. This bloke started playing all this flamenco stuff on the piano.
Yeah.
And he did it for about 3 minutes. And then he stopped, looked at me, and I went, oh, you've already got the job. I'm the one auditioning. And so I broke the guitar over me knee. I went, I ain't doing it now. I threw a strop like that. And they went, the knickers laughing at it. And then they phoned me up a week later and said, can you come do the show? So I said, but I ain't got an act. So I said, well, dumb, I just do what you did. So I said, well, I didn't do anything. I just broke my guitar up. I said, look, we've got a 30-piece orchestra. You can break the instruments if you like. Just come on that. So I went on, I won the heat and come second in the grand final and never looked back.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing there 30 years later.
Still. It's still the same old stuff.
Still the same old cack. Yep.
Can you remember who you lost to?
Yes, Jimmy Tamley, who's a ventriloquist. Jimmy's still going, he works cruises a lot, and he's a good mate of mine still, but yeah, he's still going, mm-hmm. Jimmy. Yep.
It's funny, isn't it, how that, and you look back at it now, because remember, you know, when that whole alternative comedy thing happened, and television was just then interested in just that for a while.
That's right, yeah.
And everything else was politically incorrect or whatever it was. This is when Ben Elton and all that
That's
sort
right,
of happened.
Yeah.
But people like yourself, you know, who predated that, but are still doing it and still selling out and still doing the TV stuff as well. So it kind of it's become a mainstream thing.
I think the alternative became the mainstream anyway. Yeah. And I think what the criteria is anyway, either funny is funny and that's the end of it. It's just somebody's funny or something's funny and that's it. And you laugh at it, then it's, and I think that's what the criteria is. If you laugh at it, then it's funny. Yeah. If you don't laugh, it's not. And that's the end of it, really.
Yeah. It's weird about comedy though, isn't it? Because it's probably the most subjective.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to call it an art form.
Yeah. Well,
there is, because if it doesn't elicit that reaction. Yeah. It's sort of deemed to have not worked. Well, you don't get that from drama or anything.
No, not at all. No, because I think with, you know, my idol for me, you know, in the last 10 years is Noel Fielding.
Oh, yeah,
I love Mighty Boosh. And I'd never met him, and a couple of weeks ago I was at the studios over at LWT, or what I call LWT, the South Bank studios there.
Yes.
And he was in the canteen, we had a chat, and he was just wonderful. And I like anything that's funny.
Yeah.
I like Frankie Boyle. I think, once again, there's a huge spectrum of what's out there. And it makes you laugh, then it's funny, and that's the end of it, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and in terms of how you sort of, from that initial routine that was an accident, to what you now do, you know, for 2 hours on stage or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you write it
no,
down?
No, it's still 2 hours of that. Imagine 2 hours of Amusha's Doogie in the window. That's all. It's 2 hours of that, right? And it's just cack. But the whole thing is, the first person that's got a laugh that thinks it's funny is me.
Yeah.
Because I think once it becomes a job, then I'm not enjoying it, I don't think I'd do it.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. I still love doing it. I still get nervous. You know, I'm still like, before I go, oh, what's going to happen? You never know what's going to happen, because in my head, I've got nothing in my head. But that's a really weird thing, is you think you've got a plan, and you go out there, oh, God, what am I going to do? And nothing happens, and you get out there, and then it all happens.
Yeah.
I don't know how that, something in your brain, people say, how do you remember that for 2 hours? And I don't remember it. It's not a case of remembering, it's a case of doing it.
Yeah.
I always think about it, when, oh, how do you remember? Well, imagine being a brain surgeon, right, and you're in someone's head, and you're operating on their brain, and you've got a sneeze coming. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with that?
I just sneezed into the cavity, if it was me. I wouldn't hold back.
I can't believe you used the word cavity there.
That's a medical term. That's what I would definitely do. I just, no, a brain's pretty slimy anyway. You just wipe some snot on that.
No one's
going to notice.
Imagine the bloke saying bless you after you sneezed on him. Oh, no.
Joe, stay with us if you will.
Oh, well,
we're going to take
some
traffic and travel, which I know you're looking forward to.
Oh, absolutely.
Joe Pasquale with us this afternoon. We'll talk more. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Once upon a time, there was a magical place where you could hear tall tales of beastly boys, ghastly girls, and really awful adults. Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, join Britain's best-selling storyteller as he reads from a selection of his brilliant children's books.
Goodbye, ranky-danky rhubarb! Good riddance!
Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books.
Hey, I'm Lee Reedy. This song's about Oasis drinks.
I'm selling out, singing this song. Your liquid loving stops you feeling wrong. I sold my soul to the marketing team. But the money's good and the Oasis drinks are free. Oasis, it's hashtag precious stuff. Oasis, buy a bottle cause it's
top trade picks at Trade Point. Make good joint and fill 10 kilograms. Was 11.66. Now just £10. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda, the power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Now get more Honda for less with no deposit, 0% APR representative and up to 5 years free servicing on selected cars in the range. At your local dealership until 31st of July. Honda. The power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We start off in Berkshire. There's a lane out because of a broken down vehicle on the M4 London bound. That's between junctions 10 and 8. But traffic appears to be coping well there. Moving on to Staffordshire, we've got queues on the M6 northbound. That's because of an early accident between junctions 12 and 13. We're seeing congestion all the way to junction 11A, but all lanes have been reopened. And the M58 in Lancashire, there's a lane out because of a multi-vehicle accident eastbound between junctions 5 and 6. Going to take around 15 minutes to get through there.
News just in. An alien spacecraft has fallen from the sky and landed in Little's car park, so it's closed until NASA get here.
Madam, come with us, please.
Get off me!
Sam will do whatever it takes to get to Little first. This Sunday, there's offers on DIY, ladies' fashion and more, while stocks last. Little. Big on quality, little on price. Subject to availability and may vary, selected stores.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we are talking, and we're talking to Joe Pasquale on the radio. And we've learned so much. I like to think we've learned so much.
I think
we
learned a lot today, yeah.
As we go back through your career. You've got one of the longest Wikipedia entries I've ever seen, I think. Probably.
Really?
It just goes on for pages
People
and pages.
People just keep putting cack on there. I don't suppose any of it's true. I don't read it.
Shall I give you some examples?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, then. You tell us whether they're true or not. So we talked about the meat market. That's
yeah,
on there.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Spot welder.
Yeah, Mark Forcultina's at Ford's at Dagenham.
There you go.
Yeah. I only lasted 2 weeks. I had 2 weeks of days and 2 weeks of nights. So I did the first 2 weeks of days, which is great. Yeah. 12 hours a day, you know, spot welding on the door sill underneath the door. And then I did the first night of night work. I went, I can't do this for 12 hours at night, for God's sake. And so I went, handed me notice and went back to the margarine factory.
Again, now there's a margarine factory involved.
Margarine factory, done everything, love. Yeah, did. I was a civil servant for a couple of years. I was in the Department of Transport and Environment Dangerous Goods branch.
Were you?
In Marsham Street. All I did was photocopy my bum and make the tea. And that was it.
But at the same time.
I could have worked my way up and become Prime Minister.
I would like that.
And there was a thing a couple of years ago. Do you remember when Des and Mel used to be on lunch?
Yes,
show.
I do. Yeah.
And they had a vote then about who they'd like to see as Prime Minister at the time, because the things weren't good. And compared to now, they were a lot better than they are now. And I got voted the person I'd like to see that was in show business to be Prime Minister. So after that, seriously, I've actually joined the Monster Raven Looney Party, and I'm Minister for Merkins. And so I could actually become Prime Minister. If I put my mind to it, I think
it's the next move. It's the next logical step.
Yeah, I think about going for local election and seeing how far I could go with it. Yeah. I can't do a worse job.
Al Murray did it, didn't he? He went.
Did he?
He stood down in Thanet as the pub landlord
did he?
The 2015 election against Nigel Farage.
He didn't win, the
Tories actually won.
That's a shame, but he did it.
So it is possible. I mean, you can make the leap, is what I'm saying. There's a precedent for it.
Yeah, you'd vote for me.
I would vote for you.
I know Corbyn
would. Yeah.
He's not actually old enough to vote, though, of course.
Are you not? You've got a beard and everything. You've got hair.
He sticks that on every morning. 12 years old. Just work experience.
He looks like a giant little Johnny Depp. That's what you look like.
I'm sick of being compared to A-list Hollywood actors.
I know you are.
The main one.
He's like a photo fit of all of them now.
Just a collage of horror. The main Hollywood actor he looks like, and I think you'll agree with me, because of his boss eyes, he looks like a sort of the offspring of Sid the Sloth from the Ice Age cartoons. Right? Doesn't he? And Marty Feldman. That's what I mean.
He's got a bit of truth in it, but it's not right. It's not right to say it, though. I wouldn't say it to you.
He's got a face his mum loves, so I don't call him this. His mum, get this, Joe, this is amazing. Yeah. His mum, right? Right, yep. He was going on a date, Cornelius, right?
Yep.
And he'd never been on a date before.
Yeah.
So his mum walked him to the bus stop, right?
Yeah.
And then he admitted to her that he'd never kissed a girl. So his mum taught him how to French kiss at the bus stop.
Oh, I love it.
I
want to see your life story written into a film.
It's true,
right? And I want to see it play. I want to see it in a film. That'd be fantastic. Imagine that scene in a film.
Oh, no.
That would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
I was going to talk to you, we mentioned this, about haikus. Because you heard our news. Using haiku thing earlier, and you write them.
Well, I write because I'm doing I've got a book out at Christmas, which is another story.
Yeah.
Short stories on horror stories, right?
Oh, okay.
And it's called Dead Knobs and Doomsticks. and I started writing it because I've been doing a Open University course on geoscience, on geology. This is true. This is, and as a byproduct of that, you don't have to do all science based modules. So I did a couple of writing ones. A creative writing and advanced creative writing. And one of the things they teach you to do is to try and regularly do haiku, because you know it has to be specific. specific amount of consonants and words to make it fit.
Yep.
And you have to be very sparing in what you're trying to do and get over the story and that sort of stuff. So when I was interested in in that earlier on.
We do it every day. The conceit being, of course, that the news is very complicated.
Yeah.
And thus you can simplify it down to the rigid number of syllables that Japanese poetry allows.
A lot of people don't know what haiku is. You mentioned haiku. It's a very small little window of people that know exactly what it is.
We think we're doing our bit for the Japanese poetry industry.
I think so, yeah. I remember one of my favourite ones was Tortoise on a Beach, Walking Like a Helmet Pig, Out to Sea He Drowns. It works, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does work. Yeah. It's not really news-based, but it's fine.
No, but it could be news. One day I might be like Nostradamus and there might be a helmet pig on a beach somewhere in Barbados that drowns. You go, blimey, that is the news. If that comes true, Nostradamus. Yeah. It could be My Little Pony, I Prefer My Action Man, He's Got Gripping Hands. It works, doesn't it?
Do you want a job writing haikus?
If you want to send the stuff to me, Cornelius, I'll do it for you in the morning.
I'll just send you a newspaper. I think it's just a metro newspaper.
I'll knock it all up for you.
It's very good.
Lovely.
Yeah. Is there anything you can't do, though? I mean, you've just thrown in, like, geoscience now.
You know, I've got a pilot's licence as well. Do you know about that?
Yeah, you had a fear of flying.
I did.
And then you went
flying.
And got your pilot's
What happened was, after I did I'm a Celebrity, I didn't like flying anyway.
Yeah.
And then the flew to Australia, that gave me the cacks as well. And then I read a book on the way out there, seriously, called The Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers.
Right.
I don't know if you've read this, know this book at all. It's fantastic. It teaches you just to expand what you're scared of until you don't have any boundaries at all of your fear. So anything I was scared of after that, I thought, right. And when I got out to the jungle, the first thing I'd done was jump out of a plane. I had to do a parachute jump and then spend 3 weeks with Janet Street Porter. After that, you can do anything. So I came out, got a pilot's licence. I thought, what else haven't I done? I've never had a fight, so I took up boxing. I'm training a gym in Eltham called Gumshield. And then I thought, what else haven't I done? I've never run before, so I did a bit of running, did the London Marathon.
Right.
And then I thought, what else haven't I done? All these things I'm scared of, you know, because you don't take these things on because you're scared of failing. So then I thought, I haven't got any exams, I'll do the Open University degree. And it's just been, ever evolving.
So what are you going to do next?
Next, I've been painting as well. I want to do an exhibition of painting. And once again, I've got my book out. That's what I thought. I've never done a book, so I've done this book. And,
so tell us a little bit about the book as well.
It's short horror stories.
But like not funny, well, like proper horror stories.
No, they've got a little bit of humour too, but they're proper horror stories, yeah. They're not like...
Was this all dark stuff you had in your head? Is this
yeah,
funny?
Basically, when I was writing the gear, for the module on the Open University, my tutor, you have to do the stuff over online, you see, and you'd have to send the work in. They'd set a subject and you have to do the story, whatever it was, with a certain amount of words. So you have to 1,500-word story. Blah, blah, blah. So you send it all in, and my tutor used to say to me, the funny stuff is obviously funny, it's very good, but you see, I much prefer your darker stuff. The darker stuff is really dark. I didn't think that somebody like you could write something as dark and horrible and scary as that. I'd concentrate on that if I was you, because people expect that from you, this side, and that dark side, they don't expect it. Do that. So I started writing them up, and I had about half a dozen. Then I found, I sent them to a friend of mine who knew a publisher, and he sent them to them, and he phoned me up and said, I love it. Do you want to write some more? And you put a book out. So that's the way it took off. And then he said to me, do you want to do some painting? Because I paint as well.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the artwork for it? So that's what I'm working on at the moment. I've got a couple more stories to finish, then work on the art, and it comes out at Christmas.
You just don't stop, do you?
No.
You're like a Terminator.
I did realise on my own mortality about 15 years ago, I'm going to be dead one day, and there's so many things I still want to do.
Yeah.
I go to South America quite a bit, and I climb volcanoes. I like doing that. You ever been to a volcano, actively?
I have.
Where did you go?
Vesuvius.
Oh, did you go to Vesuvius?
Long time ago.
How long? Like 2,000 years ago when it was going on?
Not 1879. No, I avoided that year.
Yeah,
that was a fallow year for me. Gave that one a miss. Did you see that thing from Pompeii this week that was in the news? So, you know, in Pompeii, the ash and all the frozen bodies and all the rest of it?
Yeah.
This week, they uncovered one.
Yeah. I've not seen this at all.
I've got to be careful because it's the radio in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But people were found in various positions.
Okay. I understand.
And this was a gentleman.
Yeah.
having let's call it a wrist adventure, and you just looked it up.
I've just seen the photo.
Show Joe the photo. They found this in Pompeii. No, I'm not kidding. Look, have a look at that. Have a look at that photo.
It's quite small.
Oh no! No! It's listen. He's no.
Yeah, he is.
No, I don't think so.
I mean.
No, I think he's just dropped something on his lap. He's picking it up. He's picking it up just as the volcano went off.
He's dropped his penis on his lap. He's just picking it up.
How
Listen, Joe, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. For him as well as us.
Thank you for joining us. Victoria, meet Joe.
Hello, I met Victoria before. Hello, Victoria.
Hello, lovely. Nice of you to remember.
No, it's nice of you to remember me as well. 26th July at Aldershot, first day of the tour.
There you go. Nicely got in. Joe Pasquale there. He's on tour. It's called The Devil in Disguise.
And thank you also to Cornelius, Planet the Apes. Thank you.
Come in again.
Oh, I'd love to. Thanks, John.
All right, Joe Pasquale there. In the next bit of the programme, work experience punditry. Grace is our work experience. She'll be joining us to review stuff. Today, it's Thursday, so it'll be tech, geeky, gadgety stuff. Work experience, of course, means we don't have to pay her. That's why she's here. Right, at 2:30, Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Donald Trump has threatened North Korea with what he calls pretty severe things if it doesn't end its nuclear weapon ambitions. Speaking in Poland's capital, Warsaw, the US president has called on other countries to address the secretive state's very, very bad behavior.
We must also confront the threat from North Korea, and that's what it is. It's a threat, and we will confront it very strongly. President Duda and I call on all nations to confront this global threat.
Mr. Trump has also argued that the future of Western civilization is at stake. Police investigating the Manchester Arena bombing still think other people might have been involved. They want to speak to attacker Salman Abidi's brother, who's in Libya. A man has been jailed for at least 25 years for killing two girlfriends 5 years apart. 52-year-old Robert Trigg from Worthing in West Sussex had claimed the women died in their sleep. A charity says older people in England are facing a Russian roulette choice over social care, as a report finds a quarter of services aren't safe. The Care Quality Commission says some care home residents don't get enough to eat and drink and aren't being taken to the toilet in time. And former Strictly Come Dancing judge Arlene Phillips has organised a special gala to raise money for the Grenfell Tower victims. Stars of the show will take part in the event in London at the end of the month. The weather hot and humid for England and Wales with a chance of some thunderstorms. Cooler and cloudy elsewhere with some rain. Highs of 31 degrees this morning, half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there.
It's all right, John.
Now,
there.
I'm here. I'm over here. Now, bonus news today for those that might be new. For those fans of Joe Pasquale that have just tuned in because he was on, I better explain what bonus news is. Now, Victoria has the job of a news... Are you a journalist or a newsreader? Or both?
I'm both. I'm a broadcast journalist. At the moment, I do newsreading. Right. Occasionally reporting, but that happens once in a blue moon.
Right. So what's your official title? Broadcast journalist.
Yes, so that's what's on my pass.
Is that a very interesting story, Blue Moons?
Go away.
So Victoria's a broadcast journalist, and she broadcasts her journalism every half an hour. Actually, someone else's. I think she's just cut some pastes from the internet. But
that's not very nice. It's not from the internet.
Where is it from?
Carry on.
Okay. So that's what happens. So she broadcasts that every half an hour. But the bulletins... even this time last year, I think were longer. They were 3 minutes long.
Yeah, I can't remember when it changed,
no,
to be honest.
And now they're 2 minutes, but with still no explanation as to why that is. So she has to make the time up because Victoria gets paid the same broadcast journalism money, even though she does fewer work.
Which isn't much.
Right. Well, it's in this building, it wouldn't be. Did you know, by the way, that one of the producers here, did you hear about this? One of the producers here accidentally emailed, group emailed everybody with her wages.
Oh, no.
Her invoice
for the thing. So now there's much backstabbing because it turns out not everyone gets paid the same.
Oh, hello. That's interesting.
Mm. Hello.
The rest of us have had to start a collection for her. We feel really bad.
Yeah, so that's happened. Just a bit of office gossip for you there.
Yeah, I'm going to look through my emails.
Yeah. Look for Hannah.
Okay. So, of course.
If you listen to Sam Delaney's programme, she's the one involved in Bacongate.
Isn't it Cuddlegate?
It's both of those things. One thing led to the other.
As it always does.
Yeah. It's a slippery slope.
She was an honourable woman in that situation. I'm just going to defend
her.
She was good. She did not do anything wrong.
No, so I hear. For those people who don't know what we're talking about...
Except tell everyone that it happened.
Yeah, it's basically a producer got a little bit drunk and then in the middle at night hadn't got anywhere to go, so phoned another producer to see if he could stay there. Yeah. He was a little bit tipsy. And nothing inappropriate happened, apart from the fact that he arrived on the doorstep and asked if you got any bacon.
But can I just...
And then
So he's got a long-term girlfriend, and Hannah made him phone said long-term girlfriend to make sure it wasn't weird.
Yes.
So she was fully aware of the situation.
The only weird bit was when he asked for a cuddle in his pants. But that's fine.
He slept in a different bed.
Yes, he did. I know.
And then he scarpered, even though she made him a full English.
I know.
And her other friend.
With bacon on it.
Yeah.
I know.
So maybe he should be looking at his behaviour.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not casting any aspersions.
I think you are, John.
I wouldn't do that. I'm just bringing everyone up to speed with what I was talking about. Otherwise, that had no context. Anyway.
Office politics.
Isn't it? Anyway, Victoria's back. Anyway, bonus news. Victoria's back in an hour.
That was a tangent.
With some extra news, because it makes the time up. And we do animal news, we do vegetable news, we do mineral news. Today we bring you animal news. Have you started researching it yet?
No.
I.e. cut and pasting it off the internet.
No. But thank you to everyone who sent me suggestions over the last couple of days. I'm going to go through them in the next hour.
Just a suggestion.
And some of them may make it, some of them may not. I don't know, because I haven't looked at what you sent me yet.
Animal news is on its way with Victoria in an hour's time. Next, we will be talking to work experience Grace, who's had to sit here quietly and experience that. That was work.
Yeah, well, I know I'm in for now, so yeah.
Yeah, fine. So Grace is with us. She's going to be doing geeky, gadgety stuff as work experience punditry. Let's play that thing that Chloe has to play now that links from one thing to the other.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, just before we do talk to Grace about the geeky, gadgety stuff in the world of tech, we talked to Joe Pasquale there about haikus, weren't we, just then? And there is a lot of news around, and we do like to tackle the news with Japanese poetry because we find it makes it easier to understand. Lord Chilcot has criticised Tony Blair on Iraq a year after his inquiry. He said that Tony Blair wasn't straight. With the UK over... Sorry, it turned over. The UK over Iraq. Well, there's a revelation. But anyway, turns out not that. But you see what I mean? It's easy to misunderstand, isn't it? Because the news is very complicated.
Yeah, I can't get my head around it.
No, many people can't, Cornelius, which is why we are here to help. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
May says we can't afford public sector pay rise, 'cause they're not Irish.
The news in haiku. So if you are a regular listener, you will know that we treat our work experience people from the office very, very well indeed. Yes, we make them make tea. Yes, they have to occasionally do some photocopying. Yes, they have to restock the printer. But also, they get to come on air and review stuff for us. We tell them it's a leg up into the industry, don't we, Grace? We told you that. We said to you it's like a media. We reach a helping hand down and pull you into the media. That's what we told you. It's a lie, Grace. All it is that you're... You would have to pay you, so that's
all right,
why.
Well, I'm going to go, if that's all right.
Yeah, not till you've done this.
Because
we'll put that on your on the form. Otherwise,
I've already filled it out.
Yeah. All right, I won't sign it. So anyway, Grace is with us. How are you finding it, Grace? How's it been?
Very good, thank you. Yeah, it's been fun. I feel like Joe Pasquale is not not a good person for me to follow, is it? Like the most experienced guy ever.
Well, he's your warm-up act there, wasn't he? Mm.
Yeah, that's right. That's
he's done a lot.
Yeah.
Have you climbed a volcano? And no?
I followed Joe climbing a volcano. No, I haven't.
No. Okay, fine. Well, look, we're going to be talking geeky, gadgety stuff, I realise. We're going to take traffic and travel in a moment, but just give us a little hint of what we might
say. Stuff. So, electricity.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. Electricity leading to TVs and cars, not together.
Right.
More electric stuff and learning.
Learning and electric stuff.
Yeah.
It's all happening here, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
On the way, Gracie is with us to do work experience punditry. Next, we'll take traffic and travel. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers. I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research. Play games, raise cash, take cancer out. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got a 10 litre tub of white Dulux Trade Supermat for only £26.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I'd already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success. So I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher, but I was pleasantly surprised.
With the claim deadline set for August 2019, text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
I used to work in a call centre. Every weekend, instead of being with my man, lost in conversation, I was with customers who'd lost their internet connection. But now I drive with Uber, so we only work weekends when I feel like it.
Oh, the football's on this weekend.
Like this weekend.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber. Where to?
There's no need to scream and shout. If there's a U-Ben that needs straightening out,
there's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark.
There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. localheroes.com.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Lancashire, there's a lane out. Very slow traffic and delays because of a multi-vehicle accident on the M58 eastbound between junctions 5 and the Oral interchange. Going to take you around about 15 minutes to get through there. In Cheshire, there's also a lane out because of a broken down vehicle on the M53 southbound between junction 6 and 7. Traffic is coping well there, though. And the M6 southbound in Staffordshire, we've got queues because of an earlier broken down vehicle southbound between junctions 13 and 12. All lanes have been reopened there as well. I'm Jack Hayward.
News just in. An alien spacecraft has fallen from the sky and landed in Little's car park, so it's closed until NASA get here.
Madam, come with us, please.
Get off me!
Some will do whatever it takes to get to Little first. This Sunday, there's offers on DIY, ladies, fashion and more. While stocks last. Little. Big on quality, little on price. Subject to availability and may vary. Selected stores.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, I am John Holmes. Politics, well, doesn't it move fast these days? And with that in mind, it's time once again for our daily update with Ben Fletcher from the pre-recorded sport. And he brings us the daily update on who is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
Theresa May.
Thanks so much, Ben.
That's all right.
Thanks. That's Ben there, live, pre-recorded Ben, live there with the updates for you on just exactly who is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Right, let's talk to Grace. Work experience. That's what it is. Work experience punditry. The work experience reviews stuff. That's it. Grace is it today, and she's going through the geeky, gadgety tech things.
Yes.
So you teased us early with electricity.
I did. Yeah.
What have we got?
The actual what electricity is, yeah.
I know what electricity is, but I mean, I just wondered how it pertained to the geeky gadgety world.
Oh, okay, the relevance for it today.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Volvo have announced that all cars, their cars, not all cars, 100% of cars, will be electric by 2019.
Yes, I saw something about this. So this is quite a bold move.
Yeah, this is quite big, isn't it?
Yeah, getting rid of petrol and diesel. I mean, surely the oil companies aren't going to like that very much.
Well. Stuff them.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So what are they? So this is basically all new models after that date.
Yeah, for Volvo. Yeah. Well, it says between 2019 and 2021, they want 100% of the cars that they make to be electric, and I presume from then on. Yeah. So I think that's really good. I mean,
I've been in a taxi that's an electric car. I don't think I've ever driven an electric car. But I mean, it's.
What about a go-kart or something?
Oh, yeah, but that still must have petrol in it.
Legoland cars, they must be electric.
Legoland cars?
Yeah, you know, and you get your little driving licence at the end.
Oh.
How old are you?
I'm 24, but right. This was a few years ago.
Good. This is last year. This.
Yeah, when you had to go on that. I think it's a bold move, but I think it's one of those things where you find the timing is right, probably, for Volvo. And it's good marketing for Volvo, because Volvo, I don't know how well they sell in this country particularly, but very popular in Sweden. They've been in trials of this for quite a long time.
Yeah, I think are they a Swedish company?
They are a Swedish company.
Yeah.
But this was going to happen at some point. I mean, and now that means they've done it, and now other companies will probably follow suit.
Yeah, well, actually, as it happens, Aston Martin, they are also making an electric car. So James Bond can rev up and be like, oh, I need just to park my car.
Was that an impression of James Bond?
I mean, that's good, I like that.
It's not bad. It was a little bit more of that.
Not watched it for a while.
Sean Connery going on there.
I've just got to come up and put the show where, and then I'm going to stop.
That's all right.
I mean, it was all right, you know.
What's your impression?
Of Sean Connery?
Of just any James Bond in general.
Great, thanks much, Money Penny.
Oh, yeah, that's much better than mine.
Do that.
Yeah, that's good.
Ah, Blofeld, a round of golf, perchance.
What about James Bond driving an electric Aston Martin?
Ah, great, thanks much, Money Penny. Look at my electric car.
that's much better than mine, yeah. I really will just go now.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
Do you want another story?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
That's why you're here, Grace.
Yeah. Do you remember last year when the Samsung kept on setting on fire?
Oh, the burning phone?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, they have relaunched the phone now, and it's called the Galaxy Note Fan Edition.
Right.
So what they've done is they've got unused parts of phones, Galaxy phones,
yeah.
And they've put them together to make like a super phone.
What's super about it?
Oh, it's just super. It's okay. Just like, I mean, I don't know, maybe put a little cape on it or something, put a little pants, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it is cheaper than the last phone, and they said it's updated and it has a better battery. Because it was the battery before that was making it...
Just combusting.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you'd want a better battery than that. I think that's probably fair to say,
yeah.
Given that that one just kept setting people's pockets on fire.
Ideal for camping.
Yeah.
Those phones, they were, because you wouldn't need matches.
Yeah.
You just chuck
it on the floor.
Charge your phone.
Yeah.
And bang, there you go.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff.
And this is called the Galaxy Fan.
Galaxy Note Fan Edition. So, yeah. I also think those old phones would have been good for street magicians. You know, if they're like... You know, I'll show you a trick, and then
the exploding
the
hands.
Fire.
Yeah.
Not just like his WhatsApp.
I'm going to say that's a pretty poor trick. In many ways, the Galaxy story was interesting because they were almost a toxic brand after that at one point. So this is obviously their comeback.
I mean, I remember going to the airport. I'm saying this like it was 30 years ago, but it was last week or something.
Right.
They had notes all around saying not to bring...
You're not allowed to fly with them.
Yeah.
That's right. And I've been on planes where they've done an announcement. And you know that thing that they do of going, all gadgets must be turned off or take off? And if you have a Galaxy Note, then please do inform one of the member of the cabin crew. And they took it off you.
Wow.
And they take it off people and put it away.
Put it
somewhere safe for the duration of the flight.
Somewhere safe in quotation marks. And then they accidentally lose it.
And then you could sue them. Probably or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
This one needs to work, essentially.
Yes.
Or that could that could well
but
be it for them.
They're the same thing with Galaxy chocolate bars as well. They just started melting, didn't they?
Yeah, just in people's pockets.
Yeah.
And they've brought a new one out.
Never really damaged their brand, really. People kept on buying them despite the fact that their chocolate would melt.
Yeah, and they brought out the new one, didn't they, which didn't melt.
No.
And people didn't really like it because it was made of metal.
Because
that was still a Galaxy Fan Edition, and they attached an actual fan to it to keep it cool.
Well, you don't want to attach a fan to something that's going to burn.
Because
that's going to make it worse.
Sorry,
so I think they've come up with a name that they doesn't really... Anyway, what else have you got there, Grace?
So, Colour TV is 50 years old from the 1st of July this week.
I would have thought it was older than that, but yeah, I was just thinking back, going, oh yeah, that's probably about right.
Well, actually, cinema has been using colour since 1903, but it was in 1967 that they only started using colour TV. But it was actually first designed in 1928 by John Logie...
Baird.
Yeah. Yeah, but they didn't actually use it until 1967.
Yogi Bear was that?
Yeah, he invented the television.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, the ranger was not watching.
Yeah.
Okay, boo boo. Hey, you're my bacon egg basket. I've invented a television. Sean Connery there.
I heard the Sean Connery now, yeah, that's what he does. He just...
50 years old, paving the way for Love Island.
Yeah, don't start on about
that's
that.
That's how I haven't actually seen last night's episode. I fell asleep, so...
You know that bit of iceberg that's come off? Antarctica is about to come off. It's a huge, enormous section, the size of Wales is everything it always is.
Yeah.
The measurement of, they should put them on that, your Love Island people, and just let them drift away. Love Iceberg, they could call that.
Love Iceberg.
They could just drift. Do you watch Love Island, Greg?
No.
See?
Sorry.
Just watch one and then you'll watch it, trust me.
Dreadful nonsense. Good, so what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, colour television, that's right. Yeah. So is it going to have a party? Is there anything to celebrate the colour television's birthday?
Well, we can make a party. We could get loads of TVs, put them in little hats, get them drunk.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. What an afternoon that would be.
Right, yeah.
We have three colour TVs in this room alone.
Yeah.
Currently.
Quite distracting.
So
four if you count the fourth one.
Yeah, but it's not turned on because it's broken.
Yeah, fair enough. But okay, well, it's I'm old enough, Grace, you won't be, clearly, and nor are you going to. But I remember when I was a kid, right, we had a black and white television.
Wow.
That's you don't see them anymore, do you?
Well, do you know that actually 8,000 people in the UK now still have actually clear... No, non-colour, black and white.
Do they?
Yeah. 8,000
people.
The
TV licence is cheaper if you get a black and white.
Yeah, that's true, actually, yeah. And you still watch the thing, it doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It led to that famous snooker commentary. That was what the difficulty was when they used to televise snooker back in their day. And there was a famous where it said, whoever it was is coming up to take the shot there. I think he's going to go for the brown ball. For those watching in black and white, the brown ball is the one behind the pink ball. That's a famous thing that happened.
But apparently what they used to do is they used to put coloured strips on the TV. Plastic strips they used to put to make the black and white TV. But I don't know how that would work because you'd be constantly having to cut different shapes out and stick it on. And
yeah, I don't recall that. I've heard of that before.
Okay.
Where people used to try and colourify their own black and white TV.
Just get felt tips and...
I mean, I would have been... I would have been about two when this happened. But it was... But also, they didn't have remote controls, Cornelius, in those days either.
Didn't they?
No, we had to walk to the television to turn it over. And that's these days, you lazy fat kids, that's why. You know, exercise, you sit there with your remote control. We used to have to walk to the telly. But the first remote control we got for our video recorder was on a on a wire.
Yeah.
Wow.
To be honest, to me, I think they should have kept that because I often lose my remote control.
Yeah.
But if it were on a wire, I wouldn't be able to.
I think everything...
And also, you wouldn't need batteries.
How would...
The power would come down the wire.
Down on the wire, you see. That's a good idea. You could do that with most things you own, I think, perhaps. Like, so I'd lose my keys. But if they were on a wire...
Yeah, a wire next to your front door. Perfect.
Yeah.
They'll always be there when you need them.
And I have to wear reading glasses, because I'm old. And I always lose those as well. But if they were on a wire...
Maybe
something
around
my neck. Some kind of crazy notion of that. I don't know whether... Someone should invent that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Dragon's Den. Here we go.
Anything finally?
So quickly, the houses are now being built by robots. So 3D printers and robots are collaborating to build houses out of plastic.
Right. What have the robots got to do with it?
They do the building.
Yeah.
So
the integral part of the story, John.
But I figured if you printed off a house, you'd put it up yourself. But the robots actually build a house for you.
Yeah, it's not like you print off a sheet of paper, and then you just stick it up and glue it together.
How big do you think a 3D printer is?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Big enough to print off a house?
Why not?
You may as well just live in the printer.
Well, why not?
Because it's not that big.
Well, you could invent...
It's the size of, like, a box.
What if you used a 3D printer to print a big printer?
We couldn't, because you can't 3D print something that's bigger than the printer itself.
No,
you'd have to assemble it.
Yeah, that's fine. that's fine. Sorry, Grace, we're out of time. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
some
Grace.
Geeky, gadgety tech stuff for you on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Next, it's the big debate, of course. Then we will meet Terry, friend of the show. He's an elderly homosexual gentleman. He will be playing a tune out of his face. He will blow a whistly tune. All you have to do is identify it. We call it the old gay whistle test. You could get yourself an old gay whistle test certificate. Details coming up. That plus, it's Thursday, so we will be playing this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It's all on the way. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I used to be a security guard. Work nights. Instead of being at home with the kids watching TV, I was always at work with Big Barry watching CCTV. But now I drive with Uber. I don't have to work on social hours if I don't want to. And I can do and watch whatever I want.
Daddy, can I watch Doggy Detective?
Brilliant.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
So listen, sour flavours are big right now. So Oasis Drinks is launching new Sour Oasis in apple cherry sour and kiwi apple sour flavour. And grime is big right now, so Oasis is jumping on that too. Yeah, Max, check this jingle, rap, 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 drink em up. Rap, 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 drink em up. Introducing new Sour Oasis. Buy em now, get em in your faces. If it's not stocked in your local places, oh well, just buy a normal Oasis. Rap, 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 drink em up. Rap, 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 drink em up, yeah.
At Homebase, we're all about summer value for your garden. Save £40 on this Sovereign 40-centimetre self-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £99.99. Homebase, always low prices.
A wise man once said, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. And that's especially true when it comes to making a PPI claim, particularly now the deadline for claims has been announced. So do something. Text PLEASE to 60777 and then let the claims guys do their thing. A free search to discover if you ever had PPI. What have you got to lose? One thing's for certain, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. So text PLEASE to 60777 and let the claims guys do the rest.
The claims guys.
It's out with the old and in with the new when you trade in your old car with Renault. We're offering £2,500 scrappage allowance towards the purchase of a brand new Renault Kadjar or Renault Captur from limited stock, along with 3 years 0% APR representative finance. Amazing crossover designs packed with the latest technology. Book your test drive today. Order and register by the 10th of July. Retail customers and participating dealers only. Offer not available in conjunction with other finance deposit contributions. Minimum deposit required. Renault Finance over 18. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah. It lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
It is. It's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Trump condemns North Korea, prison for double murderer, and find out which campaign Steve Coogan is supporting.
Talk Radio.
Donald Trump says he's considering his response to North Korea's intercontinental ballistic missile launch. The US president believes the country is behaving in a very, very dangerous manner and suggests severe things may follow. Speaking on a trip to Poland, he mentioned another threat to everyone's security and insists it will be tackled.
We are confronted by another oppressive ideology, one that seeks to export terrorism and extremism all around the globe. America and Europe have suffered one terror attack after another. We're going to get it to stop.
Police say more people could have been involved in the Manchester Arena bombing, which killed 22 people. It's thought others may have known suicide bomber Salman Abidi was planning the attack in May. A man found guilty of killing two ex-girlfriends 5 years apart has been jailed for life. 52-year-old Robert Trigg will serve at least 25 years in prison for their murders. He was only convicted after a long campaign for justice of his second victim, Susan Nicholson's family. The billionaire boss of Sports Direct has told the High Court he's a power drinker in a case centred on a drunken night out. Mike Ashley is being sued for £14 million over a deal apparently made in a pub. Investment banker Jeffrey Blue claims he was asked to raise the value of the company's shares. Mr. Ashley says he was so drunk he doesn't remember, but insists it would have been obvious he wasn't being serious. And more than 30,000 messages from pupils have been delivered to Downing Street as part of a protest against school funding cuts. The Save Our Schools campaign says falling budgets have had a devastating effect. Children are also floating their messages to government in bottles in the fountain at Trafalgar Square. Actor and comedian Steve Coogan is supporting the demo.
A lot of these cuts having a material effect on children all over the country. And the first thing to be hit is the arts, is music, is sport. These areas that enhance children's lives and that actually put this country on the map throughout the world.
It's littering, isn't it? Putting bottles in the fountain. If I did that, I'd get arrested or something. I think that's not, you know, not to. Yeah. There's protesting.
Depends on what
you're
doing.
There's just littering. And
I don't think you get arrested for littering.
China. Yeah, fine.
Fly tipping, maybe.
Yeah, well, it's fly tipping bottles that is into the water.
Stop trying to incriminate these children when they're just trying to fight for better
role models. Better work. You don't need to throw bottles in the fountain.
It's got messages in the bottles.
Well, who's going to read them? The Queen? No one. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Right, so Victoria is back in half an hour with today's bonus news, which is everything that's happening in the world of animals. Animals.
What?
Animals.
I'm not doing animals news.
Animal news.
Yeah.
Have you done the weather? No.
No.
Here it is.
Talk Radio National Weather.
National Weather.
I thought you were going to ask me to tease you with an animal or a creature or something.
Oh, have you started?
Animal news.
You started your research? Oh,
I've got one.
Then tease me with a creature.
Transgender fish.
Animal news.
Here's the weather.
Hot and humid for England and Wales, with a chance of some thunderstorms. Cooler and cloudier elsewhere with some rain. Highs of 31 degrees.
And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco, it's where
the trade go. I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England's cricketers are rebuilding after a poor start in the first test against South Africa at Lord's. They're 134 for 4 with new captain Joe Root at the crease on 54 unbeaten. Ben Stokes is with him on 34 while Vernon Philander's taken 3 wickets for the tourists. It's Talk Sports understanding that Everton have not accepted an offer of £75 million from Manchester United for Romelu Lukaku. That's contrary to what's being reported. We believe no further talks are planned at this stage. To Wimbledon, Kyle Edmund trails Gael Monfils by 2 sets to love on centre court. Elsewhere, 3-time champion Novak Djokovic beat Adam Pavlicek in straight sets on number one court. Roger Federer is in action later. Finally, British and Irish Lions captain Sam Warburton says they know how desperate New Zealand will be to win the series decider in Auckland on Saturday. He's part of an unchanged lineup for the test at Eden Park. Lions versus All Blacks, the third test decider, is live on Talk Sport on Saturday morning from 7. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you very much indeed. Ben there with the pre-recorded sport in Victoria. Of course, had the news. Victoria back with bonus news, animal news today in around 25 minutes time. We'll do the big debate next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Right then, here's what's still to come between now and 4 o'clock. It's Thursday, so you will find this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster very much on the way. And celebrity will have his or her knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross well and truly tested. The life and works of Paul Ross. It's Paul Rossmaster. Also, you will be invited to try and identify the tune as whistled by an elderly homosexual gentleman. In today's old gay whistle test. It's all on the way before 4 o'clock.
Talk Radio.
Time for the big debate. So just like it did in that infamous scene in the film Last Tango in Paris, butter is going up. We learn today that due to a butter shortage, the cost of the yellow bread spread will increase, according to what the news calls a dairy giant. A dairy giant is, of course, where we get butter and milk from. The 100-foot-high dairy giant lives at the top of a giant dairy beanstalk and lactates into giant vats, which are then collected by milkmen and delivered to supermarkets and houses. He also supplies cream, the dairy giant, but you don't want to know how we get that. The truth is, the emotional truth is, that there is insufficient milk being supplied by farmers to make butter, yet the National Farmers Union have called this scaremongering. It comes, of course, at the same time as the National Union of Cows ballot their members for strike action in a row over cud, and with cows already working to an overtime ban. This means that they will down udders as soon as their individual shifts of mooing and being milked is over. Now, hearing me say words, not one of which was the word rain, but it certainly hasn't stopped the Reverend Lionel Crapping from calling Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Reverend.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon.
And good afternoon, Cornelius. And good afternoon, Cass.
Good afternoon.
And is it my good afternoon, Cornelius? Is it Master today or someone like that?
It's Chloe today.
Okay, good afternoon, Chloe. And good afternoon to Denny and Lord, and really everyone who's part of the Talk Radio family.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was lovely to speak to you again. Good afternoon, by the way. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John. Good afternoon, Cornelius.
Good afternoon.
Really everyone listening.
Very good. So, now, listen, you've called in because you're calling for an end to rain.
Yes, I don't like it. Blood. Rain, rain, go away. There's a famous song.
Yes, but hang on, Kate. But the thing is,
coming on to it.
What? Rain, rain, go away. Come again another day. Another day.
Yes, another day. But there's always another day. That's something that the Bible teaches until you get to the end, and then there aren't any more, and everyone burns. Singing in the Rain, of course, that's a jollier song about the rain, isn't it, John? But that was performed when Gene Kelly had a fever of 102. Yeah. And, well, if I may quote Slayer and Raining Blood, trapped in purgatory, a lifeless object, alive, awaiting reprisal, death will be their acquiescence. the sky is turning red. You know, any songs, John, that I can think of?
Just shut up now.
I'm wrapping up.
Be quiet now.
Any songs that are happy about rain were written in the 60s when everyone was depressed anyway. I finished.
Shut your religious face. Niall's on the other line.
Hello.
Hello, Niall.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Niall.
Good morning.
Okay. So, Niall, you've... good afternoon, Reverend, by the way.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Niall.
Good morning.
Right. Okay. Niall, you've called in because you've heard the Reverend there.
Yeah.
And and that's why... Because you're very much in favour of rain.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I am a friend of rain. I represent a group of over 50 million people.
Yeah.
In this world, they call themselves the Friends of the Rain.
Yeah.
We're on Twitter. Each individual member of this group is called a drop.
Right.
There are over 50 million drips in this group.
Yes.
I have you know, Rain.
Right. But
I don't understand what this reference is.
It's your turn to stop
talking. Rain is our friend.
It's your turn to stop talking. So, listen, the prevailing thought on the future of rain is... to turn it upside down, all right? Now, at the moment, you know how we get it, right? But it comes down, doesn't it? If you turn it upside down, it's going to rain up, and that would get rid of the rain, Reverend. Is that what you're suggesting? Because you can't just say you don't want the rain. You have to come up with a solution, of course, solution to that.
Well, I mean, all I can say is I went on a trip to the desert, and everyone was so happy. You were very happy because they didn't have to carry an umbrella around with them.
Yeah.
And sometimes one has blood rain, John, I mean, look, God save the Queen. Long to reign over us. Well,
yeah, but that's...
I don't know if that's some sort of figurative thing the Queen is doing.
Well, it's to do with the Queen. It's to do with the old ancient...
out of her, John.
Tradition of...
She's the Queen, isn't she? She's appointed by God as our ruler, isn't it?
Well, that's right, and she's allowed... And it goes back centuries, of course. The Queen is allowed to urinate on any of her subjects, should she wish to squat over them and do so. And that's
we
where...
We had our Golden Jubilee, didn't we?
That's why... That's the anniversary of it, of course. Yeah, and indeed, long may she...
Over us.
No. Rain I'm sorry, can I just intervene that I cannot disagree with that more?
Well,
I'm horrified. The rain is never urine. The rain, for every individual drop, is a soul. The rain wants love.
Right.
That's why it falls down to us all the time. It just wants a big cuddle. It wants to say hello. It wants to be loved. It wants to be touched. It wants to be noticed. Everyone runs from the rain.
Right.
Every single day with their umbrellas. I hate the rain.
Yeah, well...
They can't get out of the rain. They can't get away from it all. That's horrible. The rain's lonely.
Stop talking again.
The rain just wants love.
Stop it. Now, look, let's look at this from the political angle, right? Because the government have said 40,000 more rain by 2018. There's no indication of how that's going to be paid for. Niall, I'm assuming you're in favour of that. But as someone who is in favour of it, how are we going to pay for that rain?
Rain doesn't need any money.
Yeah,
rain just needs, it does not. It just needs internal, it just needs love. It will go through that water
you can't
time
love,
and time again.
You can't go out loving rain. It's not a...
Of course
it's,
you
it's
have.
Gonna be,
have you had a shower today? Have you drank water today?
Yeah, but that's not rain, is it?
Yes, it is. It's water. Water is rain. It's got to get
tough,
down here somehow.
Tough on rain, tough on the causes of rain. Now, the cause of rain, of course, is, it's droplets that have condensed from atmospheric water vapour and then precipitated, isn't it? So, would you, Reverend, want to be tough on condensed atmospheric water vapour that's then precipitated?
Yes, I certainly would, John. It feels like a crash today, doesn't it? But I think that when you really break it down, to say that urine isn't rain is very, very naive. There are actually several atoms of Julius Caesar's waz in every droplet of rain that falls on us. Well, now, if that's what Niall's into, well, I am someone to judge because I'm a man of the cloth. But
what I am and I'm not into is nothing to do with you. I have a very, I am sure that cloths absorb rain. They absorb a lot of liquid. Any liquid that goes
are you
the cloth
then, Niall's made a good point there, Reverend. Actually, are you going around absorbing rain in your cloth that you're a man of?
Oh.
I mean, is that an admission of guilt? Have you been kidnapping? Have you been?
I've never had anyone rain over my cloth.
No.
And I certainly don't intend to. No.
When was the last time you were wet, Reverend?
When was the last time
anything made you wet?
What makes me what? Huh? I'm so sorry.
Have you heard about these trials? Have you heard about these? Stop talking now. Have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden at all?
No, John. Good heavens, are there trials?
There are, and this is what they're doing in Sweden. Like at Wimbledon, they've got a retractable roof over Sweden now. And it's and a push of a button. It can cover Sweden with that roof, so it doesn't rain on Sweden. Every time it rains, push the button, roof like Wimbledon. So that are you happy with that as a concept? Because it's still raining, but above the roof and not on Sweden. So is that?
No, I'm not happy with that. No. I want to see an end to it as a concept.
As a concept,
let's just keep water where it is. And then we can control it sustainably, meaningfully, and there's all this water that's evaporating willy-nilly and then going off and precipitating itself. It's reckless, irresponsible, and it has no place in modern society.
Right, so in terms of taking it away, are you calling for clouds to be...
I'm talking about control. Listen, a lot of the rain that falls in this country...
Yeah.
Now, I know you know what you're going to say to me, but a lot of it is foreign rain.
Yes, it is. It comes over from other countries.
Oh, wow.
Blood rain! Blood rain from the Sahara! Well...
So would you be happy with just British rain, or are you a racist? Are you a rain racist? You've called this programme...
Rain is not tolerated by the drip.
And you are...
We will not stand for such a thing. I cannot believe you would say that.
You're a rain racist.
I'm not rainist, but... I think there needs to be a control over the inflow of foreign rain into this country, John.
Yeah. And, I want to just very quickly listen to this. Listen to this here. Now, if we go down the path of what you're advocating, Reverend Lionel, then we're going to get this. Yeah. The cold November... What, yes. Lionel? The cold November what?
Sunshine.
No.
The cold November sunshine.
A barrel, by the way, at the moment, just looking at the retail price, a barrel of rain now costs £150, by the way.
There we are.
I cannot believe people are profiting.
And the final...
Profiting from the love of the drip.
They will profit from it. I mean, that's, you know, money talk...
There isn't a magic rain tree.
You can't, you know, the poor people, in the public sector workers, you know, you can't just shake rain on them from a magic rain tree, can you? It's got to be funded.
Everyone
anyway,
is entitled to get wet.
The time is up for that. Could you start the debate for me in one word, please, Niall?
Drop.
Thank you, Reverend Lionel Crappy.
Drink it, you pleb.
we must leave the debate. It's interesting, though, isn't it? Rain. Do we need it? Should we, as Reverend Lionel said there, just get rid of it? There's no place written in the modern world. Do we need rain? We live in post-Brexit Britain. We've got stick insects now and hammocks. Why do we need rain? What do you think? Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio, and that is the big debate.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin, get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
Undo the ties. Unleash your ambitions. Untame your adventure. And make new decisions. Unmap your life with the award-winning Jeep Renegade. With legendary Jeep capability, 5-star safety rating and touchscreen technology. And save an extra £2,250 in addition to existing offers only when you test drive in July. Unmap, unwind and be Renegade. Visit jeep.co.uk to claim your £2,250 test drive voucher.
Orders by 31st of July. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. Savings against list price. T's and C's apply. Visit jeep.co.uk.
At Homebase, we're all about summer value for your garden. Save £40 on this Sovereign 40cm self-propelled petrol lawnmower. Now only £99.99. Homebase. Always low prices.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, we do have slow traffic due to an earlier broken down vehicle from the M62 eastbound between junction 21 and junction 22. All lanes have been reopened, but delays remain. In Lancashire, we have delays, one lane closed, and very slow traffic due to a multi-vehicle accident. It's on the M58 eastbound between junction 5 and the M6 for junction 26. Travel time is 15 minutes. And at Staffordshire, queuing traffic due to an earlier broken down vehicle from the M6 southbound. That is between junction 13 and junction 12. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Oh, look! Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell. Oh. 5-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner. Full service.
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy the delicious 99p mayo chicken. Part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I am... My headphones are all turned up.
There you go. There we are. You got it.
What are we doing? A radio programme, that's right. Good afternoon, hello, I am John Holmes. Welcome along. You know, like the gift of certificates? You know, certificates.
The gift certificate?
Yeah, like a gift certificate. You've heard of that?
Yeah.
Well, we've got a certificate to give away, haven't we?
Yeah.
That's right. And it's a certificate that you may well receive, picked entirely at random, for guessing the tune that comes out of an elderly homosexual man's face. Because he's old, he's gay, he whistles, it's a test. It's the old gay whistle test. The line right now. Good afternoon, Terry. Hello, Terry.
Good afternoon, John. How are things with you?
Not so bad, my friend. Not so bad. How are you? How are you and the animals faring? In the last time I spoke to you, there was a bit of a heat wave. It's hot again. Is it hot where you are?
It is. Yes, it is.
Good. Are you? You got the fans on again? That's what we talked about last time. I think you were. You were fanning your animal.
No, I haven't. Not today, no.
Not today. All right, what are you up to, Terry? Tell us what you've been up to.
Well, at the moment, I'm in the centre of West Bromwich in a wonderful cafeteria, and I've just ordered a full English breakfast.
Have you? It's a little bit late for a full English breakfast, isn't it? I mean, given
I'm not an early one for food. Bad right time for me.
Good. And what's in your full English, Terry? What have you gone for? What have you got there?
All mushrooms, tomatoes, baked beans, bacon, eggs, sausage.
It's a classic, isn't it?
Yes.
Has it got any black pudding in there?
No, I'm not a fan of black pudding.
Oh, you're not?
When I was a kiddie, yes, but I used to eat it unfried.
Raw black pudding?
Oh, yes. And filoni as well.
You just sort of eat it? Can you do that? It's just like a lump of thick blood, isn't it?
Oh, well, take the rind off and just eat it.
Right. Good advice for us all there. But times have changed, of course. No black pudding now. So, and this cafeteria you're talking about, is it a regular haunt of yours? Are you a regular there?
Oh, yes. The prices are quite reasonable. The staff are fabulous.
Right. And what's it called?
Probably twice a week.
Twice a week. Very good. And full English both times, or do you sort of go there, vary your meals there?
I always have the same.
Split
over. £3.25.
£3.25?
Yes, you can have a bigger one for £5, but that's too much for me.
Is it? Right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's...
I can't handle more than two sausages.
Well...
I'm sorry. That's...
No, that's absolutely what I would have expected. Terry, is the cafe called? Should I ever be in West Bromwich and would like £3.25 worth of breakfast?
It's the Great Western Cafe.
Is it? And it is great, yes, of course, as well.
There's steam engine pictures all over the wall.
There's what, sorry? Steam engine pictures?
Yeah.
Sounds like quite the spot.
Yes, it's nice.
All right. Well, look, Terry, we're here for one reason, and one reason only, of course, and that is for you to blow. So when ready, in your cafe, in the Great Western Cafe, beneath the steam... And ahead of your £3.25 excellent breakfast, two sausages, can't handle any more. Give us a tune.
I can't manage any more than that. Can you understand that?
Do you know, Terry, I think we can. That is very good. Did you get a weird look there from your fellow cafe goers at all?
No, but I shall apologise to the girl at the counter and tell her she's had a plug on the radio.
Very good. She will watch business flooding. Terry, a pleasure as always, my friend. Thank you.
You take care.
And
bye-bye.
You. There's Terry. Terry! We love Terry. He can't handle more than two sausages, can Terry. But there he is, blowing a tune from his old gay lips. Can you identify that tune? If you can... well done. You're better than I am. I thought it was quite difficult, so let's listen to it again, twice. So all you have to do is, of course, get in touch with us. And this is how you do it. 87222...
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk radio...
Text costs 10 pence plus...
10 pence?
I thought it was 10 pence.
It's 25 pence.
25 pence plus your standard network rate.
She doesn't know anything. And you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the answer and it's free.
Yeah, it is. And hashtag old gay whistle test. And you could get a certificate. Is that right, we're doing that? Yeah, of course, you get a certificate. I guessed the tune on the old gay whistle test on the John Holmes programme in the afternoons, brackets 1 till 4, close brackets, weekdays, certificate. It's not a competition. We just, from all the correct answers, just randomly pick someone. But it could be you! It's not a competition. It's not even a certificate, to be honest with you. It's just a PDF that we've made that we email to you, and you have to print it off and write your own name on it. That's what it is. It's the old gay whistle test, and this is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. So you've got, by the way, I didn't mention that, you've got till after the news to figure it out. If you want to... I think it's quite difficult, I think, actually.
I think we should give a clue today, because, I didn't get it.
No, you didn't get it, did you? No.
And I work it.
Yeah. Do you want to hear it one more time?
if possible.
Okay, are we going to we can just hear, we've clipped out the whistle. This is what you're trying to identify. From a cafe in West Bromwich. Well, I'm going to give a clue. Let's give the artist.
Okay. Who is it?
Cliff Richard.
Ah, like tennis.
Yes. So that's what you're trying to identify. If you can, we'll bring you the answer after the news and so forth. And also in the next half an hour, it's Paul Rossmaster. It's Thursday, so that means the quiz pertaining to the life and work of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Before 4 o'clock. So it's going 3:30 now, though. Victoria has got the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
President Trump says the future of the West is at stake, but insists it will never be broken. Speaking about the threat of extremism, he insists his allies' values will prevail and their civilizations will triumph. He's also threatened North Korea following its recent missile test, attacking what he's called the country's very, very bad behavior. During a speech in Poland, he also issued this warning.
We urge Russia to cease its destabilizing activities in Ukraine and elsewhere, and its support for hostile regimes, including Syria and Iran.
Police say they think other people could have known suicide bomber Salman Abidi was planning to attack Manchester Arena in May. Officers still want to speak to one of his brothers who's in Libya. A man who killed two ex-girlfriends and claimed they died in their sleep has been jailed for at least 25 years. 52-year-old Robert Trigg murdered Suzanne Nicholson in 2011, 5 years after the manslaughter of Caroline Devlin. Sussex police has apologised after both deaths weren't treated as suspicious at the time. The Labour leader says he agrees with the chairman of a report into the 2003 Iraq war that Tony Blair was not straight with the nation over the conflict. Jeremy Corbyn's comments come after Sir John Chilcot said evidence the former Prime Minister gave to the inquiry relied on beliefs rather than facts. And British Gas says it will cooperate with an investigation into claims it's been wrongly charging customers who switched to another supplier. Money-saving expert wrote to the energy regulator after getting complaints from customers. The weather, thunderstorms clearing tonight, feeling humid with lows of 12 degrees in Scotland but 20 in the southeast. Sunny spells for many tomorrow with highs of 26. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Yes, there is.
Because it's time at 3:30 for Victoria's bonus news. There to make the time up, for her bulletins are smaller than they used to be. And so that is what we do. If it's animally, vegetably or minerally, you'll hear about it here.
And soon to be fungally.
And fungally. As well, because we discovered that mushrooms and fungus aren't technically animal, vegetable or mineral. But anyway, today it's...
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Animal News!
I don't want to hear you making that noise ever again.
Animal News.
Can you just say it normally next
time? Animal News.
It's disturbing for all involved. Anyway, thanks to CJ for this one. The amount of cleaning products and contraceptive pills being flushed down toilets has had a rather unusual consequence, turning one in five male river fish transgender. So researchers studied the freshwater fish at 50 different sites across the UK.
Right.
And they found that 20% of them displayed both female and male traits. And they also found that the offspring of these fish tended to be more susceptible to chemical alteration as well.
Right.
So...
To be fair, this day and age, fish can identify however they want.
They can. Yeah.
That's absolutely fine. That's we've got no problem with that.
I'm glad to hear that.
However they wish to identify those fish...
Exactly.
If they want to be trans species as well, if a tench wants to identify as a perch, I'm happy with that as well.
I'm glad you're so accommodating, John.
Just to be clear.
Good. Yeah. We won't tolerate any bullying.
No. Because that was in your news earlier, wasn't it, about LGBT people being bullied in the workplace?
Yeah, around a third.
And I very much hope that transgender fish aren't being bullied in the rivers by bigger, nasty fish. With
sharks. Sharks.
I don't think there are sharks
without
in the river.
Dated views.
Yeah.
There are some turtles that are very old, aren't there? So they're not. Mm. They'll have outdated views.
I mean, they tend not to be in rivers. Should I move on to the next story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Animal news.
And thank you to Alex for this one. A wallaby has evaded capture in Cornwall again. So it's apparently been on the run since May.
It's been on the hop.
Yeah, I'm about to say that.
Oh.
Steal my thunder.
Right. If anything, it's been on the hop.
Oh, my God. been spotted numerous times.
Spotted.
But as the Mirror says, it's been giving RSPCA officers the hop around. Yep. Local primary school teacher Jackie Carlos says no one seems to know where it's come from, but there aren't many wildlife centres near here, so it could have come as far as Devon.
I didn't know its fur was patterned.
Why are you saying that?
Because you said it was spotted.
Spotted.
That's not the use of the word I was using.
So where's the wallaby now?
Cornwall.
Right.
Well, as far as we know, they can't catch it. It could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Animal news.
I've got more.
Oh.
Animal news.
Music's run out. Do you want me to...
Come on. Okay. And finally... A zookeeper has developed a selfie stick for giraffes. It's called a selfari stick. It's 20 foot long and it's been designed at Chessington Wild Adventures in Surrey so visitors can get good snaps with the animal, which is notoriously tall. So Becky Appley-Corn...
It's like having David Attenborough in the studio.
I know. Maybe that... Yeah, anyway. So she hopes the invention's going to bring awareness to what she's called the silent extinction of the Rothschild giraffe, which is the breed of giraffe.
Yes.
And if you're interested, and I don't care if you're not going to tell you anyway, two calves, Rothschild... Rothschild giraffe calves has been born in the last week in the UK. So that's good for the extinction project.
So they're not that endangered?
No.
So,
yes, but it's good that they've been born, Cornelius.
Yeah, I was just saying.
If you want to get a picture of one, then a safari stick.
How does the giraffe hold the stick?
The human holds the stick. And
I was going to
say. So they've really just designed a big selfie stick for humans.
Not for giraffes.
No, but it's so you can get a good picture with a giraffe. It's long enough that you can both be in the picture.
Well, do you
and
have
they
to
put some foliage around the stick as well.
Do you have to get up to head... Well, the giraffe would eat that.
No, because you're angling away from the giraffe's mouth, away at like a...
If it's at Chessington, why don't they just do what they do for the roller coasters and have a camera built into the giraffe? So when you walk past the giraffe, it flashes at you.
Yeah.
No, but then if it's built into the giraffe, you won't get a picture of the giraffe and you in the same picture. You're missing the point.
Well, I don't understand. If it's a selfie stick that goes up as far as a giraffe's head...
Yeah.
Do you have to get up to the head level as well?
No, because it's at an angle, so it gets you both in.
Yeah, but you'd be right down on the ground.
Yeah, but it gets you both in.
You're better off just using a normal selfie stick.
Do you not
stick?
Know how a selfie stick works, John?
I don't have one of those things, but...
If you hold a selfie stick down like that, so it gets your face and probably more your...
Yeah, but it's...
Like a person's double chin.
I've seen the pictures, it works, and so then... shut up.
So the giraffe's in the foreground of the picture...
No, it's in the background. You're in the foreground.
Right. I still don't... Why don't you
just Google self-ari stick.
Why don't you just stand further away from the giraffe and then the giraffe would be in the picture anyway?
Yeah, but it's difficult. This is an invention. And you are annoying.
Animal news.
Animal news.
Animal news.
Animal news. Animal news. Animal news.
Thanks, Victoria.
You're welcome.
There'll be more bonus news tomorrow.
Animal news.
Tomorrow at a similar time.
Vegetable news.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what it'll be tomorrow. So if you've got a vegetable story that you're itching...
Vegetable news.
Wow. If you've got a vegetable story that you want Victoria to zone in on...
Send it me, please, on Twitter, Victoria_Bourne.
It's spelled VicToriaNDersCore.
That's wrong. You're being rubbish again.
B-O-R-N-E.
I didn't think Victoria it was possible not to enjoy doing animal news, but you're kind of making that a thing today.
Animal news.
Animal news.
Thanks, Victoria. We'll talk back tomorrow. Right, now we need to...
Vegetable news.
Yes, tomorrow. We need to give you the answer to this. So you're trying to identify a tune as whistled by Terry, an elderly homosexual pensioner man. If you've just tuned in, he was speaking to us from a cafe in West Bromwich, and he told me what he was eating.
All mushrooms, tomatoes, baked beans, bacon, eggs, sausage.
It's a classic, isn't it? Has it got any black pudding in there?
No, I'm not a fan of black pudding.
Oh, you're not?
When I was a kiddie, yes, but I used to eat it unfried.
What, raw black pudding?
Oh, yes. And filoni as well.
You just sort of eat it? Can you do that? It's just like a lump of thick blood, isn't it?
Well, take the rind off and just eat it.
Right. Good advice for us all there. But times have changed, of course, no black pudding now. So, and this cafeteria you're talking about, is it a regular haunt of yours? Are you a regular there?
Oh, yes, the prices are quite reasonable. The staff are fabulous.
Right, and what's it called?
Probably twice a week.
Twice a week, very good. And full English both times, or do you sort of go there, vary your meals there?
I always have the same.
Split
£3.25.
£3.25?
Yes, you can have a bigger one for £5, but that's too much for me.
Is it? Right, fair enough.
Yeah.
So what's...
I can't handle more than two sausages.
Well...
I'm sorry. That's...
No, that's absolutely what I would have expected. Well, look, Terry, we're here for one reason, and one reason only, of course, and that is for you to blow. So, when ready, in your cafe, in the Great Western Cafe, beneath the steam, and ahead of your £3.25 excellent breakfast, two sausages, can't handle any more. Give us a tune. What was that? That's what you were trying to identify, of course. That is what Terry blew. And before we reveal the answer, I think it's quite difficult. Here's Cornelius with everybody who got it right.
There's only one person.
Oh.
It was Dave Stevenson.
Dave Stevenson got it right.
Congratulations, Dave. You are the winner. We had lots of entries, but no one. David saying summer holiday, wrong.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Michael Skinner also saying summer holidays. Lots of people saying...
You just said congratulations.
No, David Edwards got it wrong. David Stevenson.
No, but you just said congratulations. It wasn't that. That's not the Cliff Richard song it was.
Oh, I forgot.
Anyway, well done, Dave. Let's reveal the answer. Here's what was being whistled.
He said, son, you are a bachelor boy, and that's the way to stay. Son, you be a bachelor boy until your dying day.
Well, there we go. It was Bachelor Boy by Cliff Richard. Well done to Dave, who presumably, at random, you've got to pick someone who gets the certificate.
Yes, out of the one person who got it correct. Yeah, so, right.
Who are you going to pick?
It's Dave.
Dave
Stevenson.
Has got the certificate that says on it, I correctly guessed the tune on the Old Gay Whistle Test on the John Holmes programme.
I've tweeted you, Dave.
In the afternoon, one bracket, one till four, close bracket. It's not really a certificate, it's just a PDF that Cornelius made. He'll email it to you, print it off, write your own name on it. Done.
Perfect. And frame it, put it on your wall.
If you like. Or just put it in the bin. Next, we will be playing this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber, where to?
My name is Kandas, I'm 34 years old, football lover, father of one. I live in Northeast London. Before I became partner with Uber, I was working as a parcel delivery driver. It was a bit of a nightmare, so much pressure, you know, it mentally affects you. I heard about Uber just end of 2014. Everything's done by app, no one's giving you pressure. You get to meet quite a lot of people, especially at night time after 12. So it's really fun talking to them. I got more freedom. I can work the time I want. I really enjoy what I'm doing. I can see my daughter more often now. She's in year 7 now, so I got more time for her. I'm visiting more countries now, and I'm going to do a few more educational courses as well.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber,
Where to? Visit uber.com/driveuk to find out more.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got massive stocks on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got new lower prices on Facro centre pivot roof windows like a 550 by 780mm window for only £128 ex-VAT. To find more great trade prices and thousands of products in stock, go to selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
We all like to feel our money is safe. That's why I, an ordinary little piggy bank,
I'm becoming an armour-plated, rivet-reinforced, titanium-clad piggy bank.
And your money is just as safe too. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
It was great in the early days. We were on a roll. But now, it's just not working. I need to maintain a healthy distance. So, I'm going to dump you. All four of you.
Which tyres did you want, mate?
The Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3, helping you stop short on both dry and wet roads. Visit goodyear.co.uk to find your local dealer. Goodyear, made to feel good.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In West Yorkshire, we have one lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down lorry that is on the M62 eastbound between junction 31 and junction 32. Elsewhere in Lancashire, very slow traffic due to an earlier accident that's on the M58 eastbound between junction 5 and the M6 for junction 26. In the West Midlands, we have one lane closed, queuing traffic due to a broken down lorry on the M6 northbound between junction 9 and junction 10. And in Warwickshire, one lane closed, queuing traffic due to an accident on the M6 northbound between junction 4 and junction 4A. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Morning. Sorry, Stevie's a bit poorly, so we won't be coming to nursery today.
OK, thanks for letting us know.
So I brought Max instead. I packed his favourite toy. He normally naps twice a day and loves playing outside.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the spicy chicken snack wrap. Just £1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It is the very model of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show from 6 a.m, 5 days a week with everything you need to know. With sports and news and film reviews and showbiz goss and attitude. It is the very model of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show.
Start your day with the morning boss, the legend, that is me, Paul Ross. It is the very model of our modern Full Set Breakfast Show.
Fast talking breakfast radio that always hits the right note. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I mean, I'm speechless.
I mean, if that wasn't annoying now.
Yeah.
Think about the 20th time.
You hear that?
Yeah, in a week.
Paul Rossmaster coming up very shortly indeed. First of all, just a little bit of an update on the news. There is some news, and it's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. A lot of people can't. It's all right, we're here to help you. Regular listeners know this. If you can't get your head around the news, allow us to get your head through the news via the medium of Japanese poetry. It makes it very simple to understand, of course. That's what we do. We take the news and we apply a strict, rigid set of syllables to it. 5, 7, and 5. It's the news in haikus.
Job centre, jobs at. Risk, now that's irony, Lana Morissette.
That should have been Alanis.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's not Alana Morissette.
I was tired this morning.
It's Alanis Morissette, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. Sorry to everyone involved.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, if she pronounced your name wrong, that would be Irony. Anyway, it's time for this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster.
Hello.
All right, then. It's the quiz pertaining to the life and work of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Played by celebrities the world over. Each and every one is trying to get some points in this quiz, which will put them at the top of the leaderboard with everybody else who has ever played. Today, I think we welcome our first contestant, who is a YouTube star. Josh Peters is on the phone. Hello, Josh.
How's it going?
Very good. How are you? How's the world
very,
of the
very good.
The tubing that you do?
It's going good. I must say, I rather enjoyed the ironic Alanis Morissette joke that made me laugh. Who's responsible for that?
It's me, Josh. Cornelius Mendez.
Yeah. Oh, the genius.
Thank you.
Genius behind it all.
Yeah.
You guys must excuse me. I've lost my voice a tiny bit. I was at a Linkin Park concert on Monday.
Oh, right.
I almost went to that.
Right, so
I did a lot of singing along.
So
you almost did. You missed out.
Yeah. I'm starting to think that me and Josh could be really good friends here.
Yeah.
John.
Yeah. Shut up, Cornelius. Anyway, Josh, it's a pleasure to have you on. So tell us, for those that may not have caught your YouTube spectacular, tell us about it, Josh.
So basically, I'm originally from South Africa. I live in London now. And I have a YouTube channel at the moment with 750,000 subscribers. And I do comedy videos, so anything from sort of interviews to pranks to weird challenges and dares, and I try to do some extreme things as well. Like I did a video where I went 60 hours and attempted not to sleep, and then documented the whole experience and kind of, you know, saw what happened. So anything really under that kind of broadly falls under comedy, I'll give a go.
All right, well, this is on Comedy Central as well, isn't it? You've got this Josh.
Yes.
Josh Investigates as well.
So, Josh Investigates. Yeah. So what that is we've teamed up with Comedy Central and made a 6-episode short format show, which is on Comedy Central's YouTube channel, Comedy Central UK's YouTube channel,
yeah,
and the Comedy Central Snapchat Discover page. And what it is basically is me playing a bit, probably more, well, I would hope more idiotic version of myself, where I go around the streets of London basically investigating things like sex and fake news and climate change, and essentially just misconstruing everything and coming across as a enormous idiot, which is what we all aim to do in life, to make other people laugh.
Right. Well, Josh, you're now, and this could be the strictest test you've ever faced, because you are going to be asked questions about Talk Radio's breakfast presenter Paul Ross. I don't know whether you're aware of his work, but
trying to study. I don't know if I can handle it.
All right. Well, ears down, Josh, because you're trying to get some points. If you do, it will get you to the top of the leaderboard along with everybody else who's ever played. Let's play Paul Ross Master. All right. So here's how it's going to work. There are three questions, okay? Question number one. Newly released film news now, and a newly released film that's just been newly released is, of course, the latest in the popular fighting robot radio presenter franchise, Trans Paul Ross. Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenters in disguise. Humans are at war with radio presenters, and their robot leader, Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter OptiRoss Prime, is gone. The key to saving the future lies buried in the secrets of the past and the hidden history of the former regular contributor to the Alan Titchmarsh show on ITV on Earth. To do this, to save the planet, they must find the headphones of Merlin, a pair of closed-ear electroacoustic transducers which have a Bluetooth connection, which could save the planet Earth. But Trans Paul Ross, Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenters in disguise, isn't the only radio-based sci-fi film with robots in it. Name the other one, Josh. Is it A, Tim Westworld, robots at a hip-hop theme park run amok? Is it B, I, Robert, Talk Radio property show host Martin Roberts is programmed to serve humanity? The three laws of property show presenters say that a property show presenter may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. Second law is a property show presenter must obey the orders given to it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. And a property show presenter must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second laws. Or is it C, Pacific Rim, the story of Radio 2 presenter Paul Gambaccini on holiday in Fiji?
You know, guys, you could have given me a slightly harder question to begin with. Everybody knows that that's I, Robert.
It is the right answer. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be hard. But
no,
you started off with a more of a tame question.
Simple one for you. Well, let's see how you fare with history, Josh. History news. It was on this day, give or take a day, in 1996 that scientists successfully cloned a radio presenter. Somatic cells from a sheep were mixed with the DNA of a radio presenter that had been successfully harvested from a number of car windows in a car park and a notorious roundabout in the Maidenhead area. And it led to the creation of Dolly, the talk radio Full Set Breakfast presenter. Dolly, a clone of Paul Ross, lived happily for 7 years. Name other famous radio-based animal. Name the other radio-based animal that is the correct answer to this question. Is it A, Paul Gambaccini, the inspiration for Free Willy? Is it B, Julia Hartley Brewer, the sheep pig? Or is it C, James Whale?
I'm a bit less sure of this one.
Yeah.
But I do, something about a sheep pig does ring a bell, so I'm going to have to go with my gut instinct on this one and go for B, hoping that's the right answer.
You were very right to go with your gut instinct. That is the right answer. It was Julia Hartley Brewer with the sheep pig. Final question, third question, is a music question. Have a listen to this, a music. Well, that was, of course, the gardening tip song Every Rose Has Its Thorn by the 1980s hair metal band Poison. Here's your unrelated question. Some 2,000 years after they were first erected, ancient Roman radio presenters are still standing across Europe. More modern broadcasters have proved far less durable, often crumbling into obscurity in a matter of decades. But now researchers have solved the puzzle of what made these ancient programme hosts so strong. Elements within them reacted with seawater, which strengthens them, whereas, of course, modern presenters are eroded by waves. Here's your question. Name five famous decades. Five famous decades.
I must name five famous decades.
No clues. Five famous five famous decades.
Okay, we're going to go with the Mongol decade.
Yep.
We're going to go with the London Eye decade.
Right, okay, yeah.
And BT Tower decade.
Running out of time, I'm going to put a clock on you. Oh, we're out of time. Yeah.
Well, Big Ben decade and Westminster decade.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I'd written on the card. Name five famous decades. I had 1600 to 1610, 1760 to 1770, 1890 to 1900, 1920s to 1930s, and the album Decade, The Best of Duran Duran. We're going to get your score very quickly, I think.
Yes.
We're running out of time today. So it's Josh Peters, YouTube legend. He is looking to get some points, which will get him to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played. What did he get?
I can confirm that my new best friend, Josh Peters,
yes,
has scored.
Yes.
Some points!
He got some points.
Oh, yes.
He got points. He got some points. Well done, Josh.
Josh Peters. Congratulations.
Well done, Josh.
What an amazing feeling.
Good to talk to you. It's Josh Peters off of YouTube's.
Yeah, I know.
And that's all we have time for. That's it. We're out of here. We are, however, back tomorrow from 1 till 4 in the afternoon. Sam Delaney is coming next. He's not here now. I mean, normally he sits here now and says words, but he hasn't turned up. So who knows whether he'll be here for his own show.
He's live from the Grenfell Tower is why.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Right, I didn't realise that. Sam, you're on the line.
I'm here.
Oh,
can you
are
hear
there.
Me?
Yeah, we got you now. Yeah. We thought you were missing for a moment there. But there you are. Sam, what's coming up on the show?
Well, we're here at Grenfell, so we'll be catching up with all of the people here at our usual makeshift studio in the Methodist Church right next to the tower. And we've met some interesting people this morning as we've been wandering around the area. Sort of some volunteers who are rejuvenating things here. Lots of artists, gardeners and so forth who have just taken it upon themselves to start trying to brighten up the area in the aftermath of all this tragedy. So there's some really interesting people to speak to. We're speaking to the local councillors, politicians as well, on a continued search for justice. And we'll also be doing all the other big news stories as well if we get the time.
Sam Delaney with you from Drive. Thanks, Sam. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.